catch about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey, will you guys let me know if this ever airs?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Yes, thank you. Welcome to my personal hell.
Donald Trump isn't running for president because this is where he says he belongs. Firing Meatloaf.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
He scores goals! No wonder your behind is bleeding!
Now, that is an example of a very appropriate and very, very funny joke.
Heavy is the head that eats the crayons.
Bring it in, morning cheer.
E-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly. Ho, ho, you ugly. You mama say you ugly. Hey!
And now,
I would like you to unhook your bra and let it slide down your arms. You can keep your shirt on.
Our feature presentation.
Wow, who's that?
Bill O'Reilly.
Sweet.
What?
It's getting a little saucy with the guests lately. I don't know what's going on, but just
love
an
it.
Interview, Bill. Nobody comes on your show for that.
How about that?
Wow.
What's happening, everybody?
Yeah.
All new Kevin and Bean show?
Yep.
Just looking at my sweet Lisa.
Oh, that's nice.
What's up, Lisa? I haven't seen you in forever, by the way.
I know. Well, why don't you come down here?
Mm.
Or invite me up there?
Mm.
Huh? Neither one working for you?
Yeah.
No.
All right, then.
No, it
was a thought. I'm a problem solver, you know?
I'd rather complain about having never seen you than
right.
actually do something about
I understand.
It.
Bean is
well,
that guy. He's the, I so want to see that movie. Well, okay, go.
No,
not so much. Oh, I want this. Oh, well, get it.
I don't think so.
No, I don't understand that.
All right, if those are my people that you're describing, here are Kevin's people.
All right.
31 students suspended in a senior high prank in Ann Arbor, Michigan. They go to Pioneer High School, and I guess they had some sort of a scavenger hunt where they went around to competing sports schools in Ann Arbor and did things on their campuses.
Awesome.
Some of the stuff I can't abide by vandalism, cutting down tennis nets, things like that. But they did spray a huge letter P on the athletic fields of competing schools, Huron and Skyline. Pretty funny.
Sweet.
And here's the reason the story is making national news, and this is the reason I think Kevin you'll appreciate this is all 31 students apparently one of the tasks on the scavenger hunt that they completed was they all pooped. On a field, on a football field for one of the other schools.
Oh, that's so funny.
Think Can of you? The timing. Think how
yeah.
do you...
You're waiting yes. on one guy. Come on, dude. I'm trying.
That's impressive.
That is really impressive. And I just, I think that's hilarious because to me, that's a no harm, no foul kind of prank. That's just funny, right?
Right.
You're helping the grass.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure, you can know? Look at it that way. You're providing fertilizer.
Right. right.
But how do you, I mean...
I don't know.
I can't imagine. Lisa's point that she brings up is just the timing of the thing. I mean, do you just
sure.
do you get the club together and go, all right, seriously, Wednesday night at 10, that's when it's got to happen. So plan accordingly. So, you know, start, you know, eating the bran at 6 p.m. or whatever you got to do, but be ready at 10. And
that's a weird
thing
to try and plan and be ready for. I don't think I've ever.
It is weird.
Planned that. Okay, I need
the
to
Jackass
be,
guys kind of have to do that sometimes.
Sure. Yeah, I can see that. But they can
But
wait.
Not all together but either.
The cameras could wait for them.
That's true.
Though.
Yeah. Look, I have trouble providing a urine sample when I have to go to the doctor for something. I have trouble with that.
You're not the go-to guy for this.
I can't imagine how I could even pull this off. But the other thing, besides the timing of the thing is, I mean, look, I don't care how close you are, how much buds you are, and you're having fun doing this, but that's got to be awkward to be out there on the field with the pants around your ankle looking around at all your friends. And, I mean, how does that not screw you up too, right?
Yeah, that is weird. I do not want to see you like this. Let's turn back to back.
Seriously.
I mean, just imagine, Lisa, could you poop in front of everybody?
I really could not.
Yeah.
I could not do that.
So, I don't know. But anyway, they've been suspended, and there's going to be a fine, and there's going to be community service, and they got to write a letter of apology and all sorts of things.
And totally worth it, I'm thinking.
I want to get all 31 letters of apology. I want to read them. Sorry about pooping. Really feel bad. Hopefully it helped your grass a little, but it was not right.
So Ann Arbor, Michigan is where the Kevin's people are living today. So good times.
We should do a call-in topic of people who had to write embarrassing
apologies. Oh, that's interesting.
Because I've had to, I actually to apologize in person or on the phone or whatever, because I had to do that, and it was pretty
kind of rough.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeecho, shall we?
You know how when you hold a compass, it points to true north? Mm-hmm. It's like somebody's got a real big magnet over here,
because
you are way, what your compass is way, way off here. You are selling yourself out.
Okay.
That's rough, I think. Mm.
But I buy it. I'm with them.
Okay.
We're going to talk to somebody from Family Radio today, and that is because it's the 17th, and on the 21st, the world will end. So we got that going for us.
A comedy for me, by the way, is yesterday I says, when's the 21st? I don't have a calendar. And Kevin says, oh, it's Friday. So all day long yesterday, we were talking about how the world's going to end on Friday. Well, then I found out after the show later that it's Saturday. And I thought if there's one... If there's one date you ought to be right about, you ought to be specific about, you ought to double check before you start giving the information out on the radio. I don't know. It's end of the world.
That was me.
That was Lisa.
That was me.
Was it Lisa?
Yeah,
Lisa came up with Friday?
Yeah. That was me.
So it cracks me up to think of all the people that may have taken that seriously. Not that there are many of those. Oh, wait. You thought it was Friday? Oh, no. Our bad. Saturday.
Now you got another day. Go crazy.
Exactly. So
I
guess it's
like
a bonus.
I like to be early for things.
Sure. I guess it would be a bonus. I guess no one would be mad because they'd go, oh, thank God. Thank
one
God
more day.
Thank God I thought I only had 3 days to live and I actually have four, right?
Yeah, but stop paying your bills right now. I mean,
yeah.
Right. So apparently it is Saturday and apparently they are serious about it. And I don't know why. I mean, I don't know even how to treat this guy that's going to come on because on the one hand, I want to hear what he has to say. But on the other hand, he's a moron.
I mean, are they the same people that have claimed all these other dates?
I don't think so.
It's just the one they've been holding to all along.
I think they picked this one and they said, this is ours.
Okay.
We're taking Friday or Saturday, whichever day that is.
That tells you how seriously I take it. Friday, Saturday, whatever.
But don't you just look at history and go, this is the 200th date that the world was going to end and it never happened before? There's a pretty good chance I'm going to be wrong too. So why go out there and embarrass myself?
You're looking for some kind of perspective from crazy people.
Well, yeah, I guess.
So that's happening. We have Josh and Jake Harris who are on Deadliest Catch. Mm. And I don't know if you've been watching that show, but they're not having a lot of fun.
Hard times.
No. Well, that's it's a terrible job.
Terrible job.
Maybe the worst job in the world.
But they love it.
Yeah.
But they'll tell you it's terrible. I mean, it's a weird thing.
Isn't that a great show, though?
It is, and it's something that I wouldn't think I would like. But then Alex, our producer, keeps talking about it. So I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'll try and catch up. And you start watching something, you go, this is crazy.
It is insane.
The weather's crazy. It's like zero, and the water's coming over the ship.
I hear it's dangerous.
100% of the people actually get injured, which is sweet.
And you're working like 19-hour days, and you can't feel your hands. And it's just like, why? I mean, I don't know how much they're making, but it's not enough to do that.
Well, I think the beauty of that is that they go out for a little while, make a ton of dough, and then they've got a lot of time off. But again, I don't know.
Even the film crew, they've got to be there.
Especially
they
the
get
crew.
Hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably don't get paid anything like the.
I bet not.
Like the fishermen. We also have an internet roundup today, another brand new internet roundup.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out why Bean's dog is trying to kill himself.
How dare
we,
you?
We have Would You Like to Take That Back on the program today. Many, many examples.
I'm sure.
Really come out
there
of the last
are.
Couple of weeks, probably. We're going to call Brazil. We got to get to the bottom of this story. There is a woman who sued because she needs to be able to take care of business at work. You know what I mean? She needs to be
no,
able.
No, I don't think so. Everyone takes care of business at business.
Little personal
that's why,
time?
That's why
little
it's
personal
work.
Time.
Oh, not that kind of business.
Yes.
A little sexy private time?
Correct.
Oh, sexy private time. Well,
sued
I'm fine with that.
And got the ability to do it at work.
Wow.
Sweet.
This
work
is
where
a
she's
medical
working. I want to work with her.
Thing? Does she have a doctor's note?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. That's one of the questions we'll ask.
Please.
When we get a hold of everyone in Brazil, as we normally do. So that is coming up as well. Plus, we have tickets for the Weenie Roast. We'll take a break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz beat next. You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 5:52.
Does it look like Kevin put his head in the microwave or just pressed his forehead against the stove or what, Ralph?
I got nothing to say. I feel the boy's pain. I also have photosensitive skin to the point where you go out and it's just like flash paper. You just go up in flames.
A lot of people who can tan I'm not one of them. I'm either white or red. Yeah. And yesterday I was up in the sun for, I don't know, 5 minutes. And it my forehead's so big, it just gathers all sun to itself. And I get burned like that.
Your head does have its own gravitational pull.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And you can't just slather that with the best sunscreen going and protect yourself a little bit, or no?
Of course
that
you could. I could do that, but then every single time, every time I go, I'm not going to be out there that long.
Just a little sun won't hurt.
Yeah. And then you're always surprised when it looks like this.
Every time it looks like this, you'd think I'd learn.
I only wish we were taking class photos today.
All right, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
I got a little cover-up stick. I'll fix you up, Kevin.
Thanks.
No
appreciate
problem.
It.
A little concealer. Put you on there. You'll be good to go. But this is the greatest story ever. You may have heard already this morning. Everybody's talking about the fact that former California governor and movie star Arnold Schwarzenegger has acknowledged today that he indeed fathered a child with a member of his household staff.
Yeah.
All right.
And it was that revelation that apparently prompted his wife, Maria Shriver, to leave the couple's home and announce that they were separating.
She's so uptight.
Let me give you some details and see how your wife would respond to this particular series of circumstances.
Please.
It's not like, oh, I got the, you know, my assistant pregnant from Sacramento, you know, last week.
Uh-huh.
This happened, 10 years ago.
A decade ago.
He told her when he left office. So for the past 10 years, now keep in mind, this woman has been working for the family for the past 20 years. She just retired in January.
Right.
So Maria Shriver has had this woman in her house working for the past 10 years.
Wow.
Thinking that the woman's husband was the father of her child, but in reality, her own husband, Arnold Schwarzenegger, was the father of the child and has been for the past 10 years.
Sweet.
It's amazing that they were able to keep it a secret between the two of them.
Yes. I assume the husband didn't know either, or do we know?
I assume he doesn't, because when the reporters first started sniffing around this story, the woman in the staff, who was unidentified in the story, claimed that it was her husband's baby. So I'm assuming that's the story she told him as well.
Wow.
Then Schwarzenegger came out and said, yeah, it's mine. And they went back to the woman, and she's like, no comment. So now she's got to explain to her husband, too.
Wow.
All right, but let me ask you this, particularly you, Lisa. Yeah. Would you be more pissed to find out that your husband had fathered a child with another woman more than 10 years ago, or more pissed that he had fathered a child with a woman 6 months ago?
The lie of 10 years.
Yeah, it's 10 years of a lie.
Would be more devastating.
With her in the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
No credit for, hey, it's been over 10 years since I did something like this.
No.
I'm just asking. I'm just saying. No credit for, hey, give me some slack for the last 10 years where I haven't fathered any children?
Well, who knows? He's such a good liar. Who knows what he's done for the last 10 years? This is the one he felt like telling me about. Probably because it was going to come out somewhere.
Was it going to come out with somebody blackmailing him? Or
no word on why the story's raising its ugly head now. Perhaps because Maria found out just after he left office.
How did they keep that quiet while running for office?
Yeah, I was.
No one knew.
Yeah, because that seems like he got her pregnant
process
before he started the race for the governorship.
Wow.
So, I'm assuming that her finding out, her being told, or finding out, I don't know how she found out, whether he finally fessed up or whether something happened.
Right. That's what I heard. I heard that he told her. He sat her down and told her.
Her leaving the household, I'm sure she's told quite a few people.
Yeah, well,
yeah. And that's probably how the story got out, and some reporter caught wind and started investigating, and now Schwarzenegger has confirmed this with the LA Times. But, that's the bitch of it, I think, is the fact that he lied to his wife every day to her face for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's what she's cheesed off
and about. Was writing a check to the baby mama every month, too, that
Has been supporting
nobody
her.
Nobody found out about, yeah.
So,
crazy story.
Interesting, interesting times. That's something else.
What an ugly little kid he's going to be. You know?
He's 10. He might be ugly already.
Good point.
Yeah. He's probably listening.
So
nice work, Kevin.
Sorry.
Yeah, we don't insult the poor kid.
It's so unusual, as we so often point out, for Republicans to be involved in affairs with women, too. That's another shocking reaction I am having.
If only there was some way you could have sex with someone and not impregnate them. If science could just buckle down and find some sort of device that controlled birth.
Can't do it.
If they could call it even birth control, maybe.
No.
Just to let people know exactly what its purpose
was.
It's
like a dream. That's futuristic talk, Rob.
It is. It's like the Jetsons.
While we're talking about cartoons, this is great news. My buddy Seth MacFarlane announced yesterday that he's rebooting the Flintstones for Fox.
Yay!
No kidding. Bringing the modern Stone Age family back into the modern Stone Age.
I have zero interest in that.
Didn't you watch Flintstones as a kid?
In that project. No. Not really.
Really? I was a huge Flintstones fan.
Seth MacFarlane does it. I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
He's going to update it and give it a modern sensibility. I can only imagine what they'll get up to there in Bedrock.
Yeah.
With Barney and Fred. Apparently, when he was 2 years old, he said, the first thing I ever drew was Fred Flintstone. So he's had an affection for the project ever since, and he's bringing it to television. But you won't be able to see it until 2013, so don't get too excited.
Hang on, let me mark my calendar.
Jerry Lewis is hanging up the microphone as the host of the annual Muscular Dystrophy Association's Labor Day Telethon after 45 years.
Quitter.
Jerry, who's now 85, says it's time for an all-new telethon era. Yet no one's watching the telethon.
Hasn't been for a while.
Hasn't been for some time. Last year's telethon, however, did raise almost $59 million for charity. Here was your lineup, the headliners for last year's telethon, okay?
Okay.
Michael Feinstein, Maureen McGovern, Carrot Top, Norm Crosby, and Barry Manilow. That was the big draw for last year's
telethon.
Well,
they get the big stars.
They do get the big stars. So
I would. Of course you would.
We know Grandpa.
It's like my dad said to me once.
Right.
He said, if you love a lot, and I indeed get love a lot, and I've loved a lot, you're going to get love a lot.
I don't know what that means, Jerry.
Exciting story.
I'm just saying, I do a pretty good Jerry, maybe, if they need someone to step in, you know.
You could host it.
I have some experience doing Jerry.
And raising money for that particular cause.
Yes, exactly. And in a roundabout way, I was able to donate to the MDA, so it all kind of works out. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Bill Paxton is 56 years old. Comedian, actor Bob Saget
is gay.
He's 55 years old today. I only do that because John Lovitz has a series of songs he does in his stand-up comedy act.
Yeah.
All of them about Bob Saget being gay. It's very funny. I have no idea. Bob's his friend. He just thinks it's funny to keep saying it over and over again. Singer Enya. Remember Enya? And her big hit? Remember her big hit?
No.
Orinoco Flow, yeah.
Is that supposed to help?
You'd know it if you heard it.
I might, but I didn't hear it.
She's 50 years old today. Actor host Craig Ferguson is 49. Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails is 46 today. And Josh from Queens of the Stone Age celebrates his 38th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
And as a matter of fact, yes, we do have free tickets for the Weenie Roast coming up on today's Kevin and Bean Show. I'll tell you how you can win in just a bit. Also, a couple of the Harris boys, you know, they lost Captain Phil last year, but they continue on the Deadliest Catch. They'll be joining us later on today's Kevin and Bean Show as well on the way.
So there's a woman in Brazil, and she, first of all, disproves the theory that all women in Brazil are hot. Second of all, she has some kind of a chemical imbalance she has gone
to. Now, why would you go and tell people that she's not hot? Let people imagine the best of this story.
I'm looking at her.
Kevin, what is wrong with you?
I'm trying to be honest. I can't get past the picture.
You don't need to give them that much information.
She's suffering from a chemical imbalance, and so she gets very anxious. And the only way to hold that down is to take care of business privately in the bathroom 40 times a day.
I think masturbate is the word that you're looking for.
40 times a day.
Yeah. Take care of business in the bathroom made me think she had to poop a lot.
Right, exactly. Kevin is doing everything he can to not make this story sexy. That's the only reason I wanted to do this story is because I have a vision of a hot Brazilian chick masturbating at work. You're pooping all over my football field.
He's giving you the honest truth, which is she's not that hot.
But
and she poops a lot all day, I think.
If this precedent works, then all the hot women will as well. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm going.
She's a pioneer.
So the deal is, did she sue her office and say, look, it's a medical problem that I have, and you cannot deny me the right to take care of this and feel better? And they went to court and she was awarded that right.
She won in court.
Wow.
How fast would you have a microphone in the bathroom?
Oh.
Honest to God.
No kidding.
I understand, were they keeping her from going to the bathroom? Did they chain her to her desk? How did they impede her taking care of herself?
Well, if I'm her employer, I just realize she's taking way too much time out of the day. Whatever it is she's doing, she's not working. And that would be my complaint. I would fire her for that.
She's also allowed to watch porn on her computer at work, according to the...
Who is it?
No, but I'm saying...
Oh, come
on. According to this suit, the judge said, yes, porn at work. Good.
Whatever she needs, right?
She needs it in order to get her anxiety in check.
How great is that?
The medical condition.
Let's go to that same judge and see if we can get these same rules at our work. Because we can't watch any porn at work.
So that's this case. And we figured, well, we need to get more information, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
No, Brazil. Here's the problem.
Because I'm fluent
that's
in...
That's the end of the story.
Portuguese? What do they speak there?
Portuguese. And you know where Portugal is.
Sure.
Yeah. The problem now is you have told the story. That is all the information you have and will get from the story. Because every time you try to call one of these foreign countries, nothing comes out of it.
You don't think this is all the buzz in Brazil?
No.
Where they go,
no.
A woman won a lawsuit? What?
No. And I'm trying to be an advocate here for the listeners because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You'll say, did you hear about the woman who goes to the bathroom 40 times a day? And they're going, she poop a lot? No. No, it's... She is not attractive, and when you hear that sound, and nothing will be accomplished by this segment. So I'm begging you now, before it's too late, turn back and let's do something else.
All right, let's make that call. That's what you're saying, right?
You're not listening.
No, I'm not.
Spanning the globe, Kevin and Bean investigate stories from around the world. They are Kevin and Bean, foreign correspondents.
All right, we asked producer Alex to line us up some phone numbers in the beautiful land of Brazil. Who are we calling first here, Kevin?
We are calling J.W. Marriott.
Oh, he's good. He's
Rio
a good guy.
De Janeiro.
I've stayed at his hotel. It's good work.
You can turn that music down just a touch.
Just to just tide us over until we start doing the phone call part.
Bowling for Dollars music from 1938.
Brazilian woman... wins right to masturbate at work. Ralph, I don't understand how you don't want more information on this.
I do, but you're not going to get it. That's what I'm saying.
You're so wrong. You don't know, man. You don't know, man.
Hello? Hello?
JW Marriott, Rio, Roberta, bom dia.
To you, too. Good morning, ma'am. Do you speak English?
Yes, I do. How may I help you?
We're at a radio station in America, and we're calling to find out some more information about a story that we saw in the news today about a Brazilian woman who won the right to masturbate at work. Are you aware of this story?
I'm sorry, what? Can you repeat?
I know. Sounds incredible, right? She went to court, and the judge says she has the right to masturbate at work.
She has a medical condition that this helps her with, and the judge said it's okay for her to watch porn and masturbate at work. We thought in Brazil this might be a big story. You might know more about it.
Can you just hold a moment?
Yeah. Just hold a moment.
No, she's giving us
a mile away.
She's giving us.
She's going to go to the masturbation specialist at the hotel.
Transfer.
Yeah, in the accounting office.
Masturbation line five. Masturbation line five.
If you're calling about the Brazilian woman who masturbates, press two.
Don't you ever learn? It's just you yammering and then a lot of being put on hold.
There might be negative.
Look, there may be somebody in her office that she has heard talking about the story who she feels like, oh, that's the person they should talk to.
Yes,
let me get that dude on the phone.
You're right. That's what happened.
That is the answer.
Yeah.
Or she'll never come back, that's the last we've heard of her.
Well, we got a lot of numbers. Don't worry about that.
No, let's just stay on hold. Which is working. See, we got that.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Hi, Camila. Why don't you handle this one, Bean?
Camila, we were just talking to your colleague. She did not have information for us, and we hoped you might, about a story in the news about a Brazilian woman who has gone to court to win the right to masturbate at work. It sounded like an incredible story to us. We wanted to find out if you in Brazil had heard anything about it.
No, not at all, sir. I haven't heard about it.
Okay. Wow, I would think this would be big, big news down there.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah, but it's not. So is there anything else that I can help you
with? No, I think we've done everything we can.
Just hang up on them like they deserve.
That was Kevin and Bean, barely scratching the surface of another story from around the world.
So we hear it's a big story. We thought maybe a lot of people were talking about it in Brazil. And she said, well, we're not. Basically, she just...
Wrong, sir.
Apparently, she showed us what was really going on. You're listening to Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, how about a brand new Death Corner?
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head. Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I
love death.
Not all death. I mean, just humans.
Well, yeah, of course. Obviously, it's very sad when a puppy dies. But for people, they probably deserved it anyway. Kevin, you're down with the internet crazes, the people who come up with stupid things to do and they put them on the internet, put the YouTube videos up of, you know, ghost riding the whip or sweeping the broom or whatever it is they're doing today. You're down with all of those, right?
Sweeping the broom.
Isn't that the name of that movie that's out right now?
I don't know.
Whatever. Jumping the broom.
Whatever, same thing. So planking is the hot thing. It started out as the lying down game on Facebook a couple of years ago, and it's gotten bigger and bigger, and now it's just an international craze. You familiar with planking? Do you know what planking is? Planking is where you take pictures of yourself lying flat on your stomach in unusual places. Now, that might mean on the sidewalk out in front of the White House, or it might mean on top of a police car, or it might mean on top of your refrigerator.
But your ass up face down?
Yeah, you're completely you know, still and motionless, and you take that picture and you post it up, and it's enormously popular. There's a planking Facebook page that is liked by almost 150,000 people already, and people all over the world are doing it. Silly internet fun, except until this past Sunday when Acton Beale, a 20-year-old from Australia, fell to his death from a Brisbane apartment balcony where he was attempting to plank on a railing.
Sweet. That guy deserves it, though.
Because the more ridiculous the planking photo is, the cooler it is to put on the webpage, right?
Right. I can see that.
So apparently, since the news of the story has broken, by the way, planking has blown up even bigger than before. I mean, tens of thousands of new people have now found out about it as a result of this story and have gone to the site and are starting to do their own photos. And from what I understand, International Planking Day is coming up on the 25th of this month. And I don't know what's going to happen. All hell's going to break loose.
Planking Day.
It's not too late for you to get in on the craze that is planking, Kevin.
But I don't have to do it on a balcony, do I? Can I do it anywhere?
You can do it anywhere you want. Yeah. I mean, you could go out to the middle of Dodger Stadium if you want, and do it on the home plate or whatever you want to do. I mean, that's the thing. The thing is anywhere you want to lay down and take a photo, it's cool. So there you go.
Don't
end up like our man Acton Beale.
But Acton, you know, he wasn't going to make anything of himself. It's all right.
He wasn't going to
cure cancer. That guy.
Here's the last thing you expect if you're just pushing your little shopping cart along in a supermarket in the Canary Islands, which are off the coast of Spain. You're a grandma. Your name is Jennifer Mills Wesley. And out of nowhere, a guy runs into the supermarket with a knife and cuts your head off.
What? Wait, in a supermarket?
A completely random attack. He didn't know her. He wasn't robbing her.
God.
We don't know why he did it. He cut her head off and then took it, held it under his arm, and ran out the store. Now,
sorry, I need this.
Is it a scavenger hunt gone wrong?
Maybe it's a scavenger hunt gone right.
Did he? Yeah, maybe he's the only guy who had that item. Did he at least go through the 10 items or less checkout line on the way out of the store?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe she had 11 items. And he's
that's what it is.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah, that is just, it's so crazy and so random that something like that would happen. I mean, the last thing, and this is one of the reasons why I'm attracted to Death Corner, by the way, is this woman got up and went to the supermarket that day thinking it was just another day. Hey, maybe I'll take home some tomatoes for dinner tonight. Boom, next thing you know, she's headless.
Oh my
right,
God.
I know. Right?
Most of us unbelievable.
Most of us look at that story and go, wow, that's a bummer.
I don't
get too... your joy, your sense of childhood happiness over their death.
Fayetteville, Arkansas is our final story on today's All New Beans Death Corner. A homeless man was found dead after a woman discovered him inside her apartment. Now, she lived in one of these houses that has been broken up into several apartments. Well, apparently, this guy had met one of the people who lives in the other apartment at a bar and was invited back to the room. Apparently, he was very drunk, and this guy said, hey, you seem like a nice dude. Why don't you come back to my place and sleep it off? Which, by the way, is always trouble if you bring a stranger home of the same sex to your house. I'm telling you, that never, never works that well. Well, apparently, he was in, by accident, had gotten up to use the bathroom and entered the wrong apartment. Did not go back into the guy who he knew apartment. Went into this woman's apartment instead. Like I said, they're broken up inside of the same house. So she walks in. He has his pants around his ankles coming out of the bathroom. He is startled by her entering into the apartment, so he tries to run, trips, falls down the stairs, and dies.
Sweet.
Oh, my God.
Right?
That's unbelievable.
That is just a series of events. I mean, talk about good news, bad news. Hey, the good news is you're super drunk, but this really nice guy at the bar is going to let you come back to his place and sleep it off. Bad news is you're in the wrong apartment. A woman just walked in. You got your pants around your ankles, and now you're at the bottom of the stairs dead.
His mind must have just been exploding from the second he saw her. Like, what is I got to run, but how's, and then,
right.
And that's it. Right. That's the end of his life.
Well, if there's any good news, wow. Corbett said he is the closer on today's
Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
Hey, party people, thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat coming up, and we'll be playing Would You Like to Take That Back coming up after the top of the hour, which, by the way, intern Rohypnol today said is his favorite bit on the Kevin and Bean Show.
What?
Maybe he just he appreciates our failure, and that makes him feel like his career is going to be easier for him if guys like us can get on the radio. Yeah. So, anyway, that's on the way here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, the international hour continues today. Muammar Gaddafi in the news. Now, this guy is the dictator of a country called Libya, and he's been running it, pretty hardcore for the last 41 years. He's the kind of dictator like Saddam Hussein was, who basically, if you protest, he kills you.
You die.
That's pretty much how he has run things over there for a super long time. Well, the Middle East in the last 6 months or so, you know, country by country, they've just been overthrowing their governments over there. I mean, people have just had enough. In places like Egypt, you know, they're throwing out people who've been there for decades. So Gaddafi is a bad, bad guy, and his people want him out, yet he refuses to leave. U.S. keeps trying to get involved, isn't able to figure out a way to get him, is always trying to kill him, has not been able to do so far. And now he's coming out and he's mocking America by saying, "You'll never get me. I'm right here. You can't find me. I'm smarter than you are."
Is he the guy that's using his own army to destroy his citizens, to bomb them and all that?
Yes. Oh. Yes, he does all of those things. He's that kind of guy. But you would think that after seeing what the SEALs did to Osama bin Laden, maybe now wouldn't be the time to stick your head up and go, nah, 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 right? Maybe just lay low a little bit and just don't do everything you can to make yourself the number one priority of the United States of America?
Yeah, you don't ever want to stand up and say, you can't find me.
No.
Because once you challenge somebody, then they have to find you. That's it.
Well, believe it or not, he has gotten so brazen with his claims that he is actually now doing interviews. And producer Alex has lined up for us Muammar Gaddafi from the country of Libya, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Mr. Dictator Guy.
Hello, stupid bitches.
Oh, see, there it is, already with the mocking.
Hey, American stupid bitches, how are you? Ooh, look at my ass. Woo! This is my ass. You'll never see it. You can't find me, bitches.
You know we're on the phone.
Yes,
so we can't
I know
see your
you
ass.
Guys. That's right. You'll never find me neither. How about that? How about that for on the phone?
What?
Sucker!
Why would you say something like that? Because we can eventually find you.
Yes, okay. I'll just set my clock for 10 years and see if you find me. The way you hunted down. Ooh, you got Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
I'll be dead in 10 years. Think I care?
So you're not worried about us tracing the phone? I'm sure you've already taken care of that.
Find me, stupid bitches.
Wow.
You have no idea where I am. I could be anywhere in the world. I could be like Carmen San Diego. You don't know where I am.
I don't think so.
Well, I think it's unlikely that you could get into the United States without us at least recognizing you. What? What's on now?
All right,
hang on. Let me make some notes here. Disneyland or Disney World?
Aren't you at one of the Disney parks right now, Gaddafi?
No, why would you even say that? I am in Libya. I am Libya in my...
All right, Disneyland, Libya.
I'm busy ruling Libya.
Okay.
Disneyland, Libya has got to be the worst Disneyland ever, by the way.
I am not on vacation whatsoever.
You're not on...
No.
Okay. No one brought up...
Okay.
Can
look,
I get a churro, please? Hold on a second. I need a churro. Thank you so much.
There's
a line here. It's ridiculous. I'm so hungry.
There's a line for you?
What?
Muammar, aren't you just begging us to close down Disneyland and Disney World?
You can't find me, bitches. You have no idea where I am.
But it's obvious where you are. We've already sent guys.
No, you're stupid American bitches. You don't know where I am. I could be anywhere, and you have no idea. Hold on. This is a great part.
Okay, Indiana Jones. You're just mocking now.
You have no idea, bitches, where I could possibly be. You'll never find me, stupid bitches. You don't know where I am, do you? Because you're stupid American prickfish bitches.
Wow, what have we done to you?
You think I'm in Disneyland?
Well, I mean, it sounded like it from the songs we've heard so far.
Okay, well, maybe I am
churro.
In Disneyland, but you don't know exactly where in Disneyland.
I have a guess.
I gotta go.
What?
About this time, every hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, Ralph Garman steps in with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on today, Ralph?
It's Tuesday! Yes.
Best day of the week.
Oh, new CDs and movies.
New CDs and movies and TV shows on DVD. It's Entertainment Day.
Is that what they call it?
Nope.
Okay. Should we start that?
But you do get new entertainment every Tuesday. New CDs by Danger Mouse, Moby, and Face to Face today. Roam by Danger Mouse is released today. Destroyed by Moby. It's about his experience in the bathroom, I think.
I don't care. Pretty sure that's not true.
And Laugh Now, Laugh Later by Face to Face, all available on CD today. New DVDs, maybe you missed these in the theaters and you want to catch up. The Mechanic,
starring Jason Statham. That's right, Ben Foster. We're in a movie together called The Mechanic.
The Rite, starring Anthony Hopkins, where he plays a priest possessed by the devil.
I wanted to see that one. I look good.
The Wrong, that's what they should have called it.
Don't make us put something in the file at this late date.
Oh, okay. The Other Woman, starring Natalie Portman, Scott Cohen, and Lisa Kudrow. I don't even remember this one. She's made so many movies in the past 6 months, I don't remember this one. The Other Woman. Mm-mm. And The Roommate, starring Minka Kelly and Leighton Meester.
Ooh. Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's kind of like Single White Female. Remember that movie where the girl is obsessed with her and sort of takes over her identity and stuff? So.
Yeah. Yeah. I caught a little of Mars Attacks on the TV over the weekend. I hadn't seen that movie in a real long time. Why are you laughing already? I haven't seen it.
Okay, go ahead. It's whiplash going from current movies to 25-year-old movies.
Go ahead. When you're talking, I think it's about 15 years old. And when you're talking about Natalie Portman being in so many movies, I totally had forgotten that she plays President Jack Nicholson and First Lady Glenn Close's daughter in that movie. She looks like she's about 14 or something like that. She's very funny in it.
She must be in all movies.
Yeah, I think she is, but I just totally forgot that she was even in that. But sure enough, there was little Natalie Portman looking great.
I love Natalie Portman. That movie blew.
I liked that movie. Well, I like Tim Burton movies anyway.
I do too in general.
Mars Attacks is rough.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's hard to get through. TV shows on DVD. The Bionic Woman, Season 2.
Yeah.
Lindsay Wagner.
Crazy when you were a little kid.
Lindsay Wagner as Jamie Summers, the Bionic Woman.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Covert Affairs with Piper Perabo.
I like that show.
I like that show, too. Royal Pains with Mark Feuerstein, also from USA. It's available, season 2. Today, Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job. Season 5 is available today. You guys watch that at all?
It can be really funny.
Some of the funny stuff on television. Yeah. And then sometimes you're like, what the F just happened there?
That's correct.
Yeah, so it's a little hit and miss. And a Flashpoint. The third season is available.
Oh, thank God.
On DVD.
Flashpoint, the third
season. Which one
season
was that?
Flashpoint.
Was that the one with Glick and Tig? But
no. You're thinking of Road Rules.
I don't know. No, that's MTV.
Speed Roads.
I don't know. What is Flashpoint?
Flashpoint is it's a Canadian series about a SWAT team that shows on CBS sometimes. It's very odd. Seems like when they run out of shows, once in a while they'll throw a Flashpoint episode up there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's very entertaining.
If you want that, it's available.
So four times a year it airs, if you can find it. It's like the A-Team.
Exactly. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger in the news this morning. He has admitted that he has fathered a child with a member of his household staff. He promptly told his wife, Maria Shriver, 10 years after it happened.
It was 10 years. Was she still employed the whole 10 years?
She just left their employ in January.
Oh.
She's been working for the family for 20 years. Dude. He knocked her up 10 years ago. So she obviously is a trusted member of the household staff.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Who continued to work. I'm putting in air quotes there.
Yeah, she worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Arnold, I have to go clean your clothes now. In the laundry room. You know it. Know it happens.
Hundreds of times.
If he knocked her up once, does that mean he had sex with her like hundreds of times?
Yes. I'm guessing
yes, but I don't know.
I wish the condom was as strong as I am. It was that one time he popped through. That's what happened.
I can't wait to talk to Harvey next time because, you know, as usual, TMZ broke this story. But why did he admit it? They'd gotten away with it for 10 years. Maria had no idea that this child was his. What happened?
It is...
Maybe he thought now that he was out of the governor's office and that he could afford the scandal, he had to come clean and tell her the truth.
It's 99% of the time it's going to come out anyway, right? I mean, that's the answer. Someone has the info. And then you have to beat them to the punch.
I'm sure he kept it a secret because of the governorship.
Yeah, of course.
He didn't want a scandal while he was in office. And once
he finally left office. I think maybe, hopefully, his conscience got the better of him.
Wow. And I hope not.
He had to tell her the truth.
Look, Lisa, let me ask you. You're Maria Shriver.
Yeah.
If it's not coming out and nobody else knows but the two involved, would you want Arnold to tell you, or would you rather be blissfully ignorant and never find out about it?
Well, if I love him and I want to stay, then I guess I don't want to know. But I'm guessing there were other things. I mean, they've been married a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing they maybe both wanted out.
That might not
be the
only...
He was just like, you know what, let's just give her the go-ahead because...
Let me pull the trigger.
I don't really want to do this either.
Out of this.
Yeah,
maybe.
Arnold said, "I understand and deserve feelings of anger and disappointment among my friends and family. There are no excuses, and I take full responsibility for the hurt I have caused. I have apologized to Maria, my children, and my family. I am truly sorry. For 10 years.
Yeah.
Apologize to my children, the ones I can remember.
He That's says, crazy. I ask the media respect my wife and children throughout this extremely difficult time. While I deserve your attention and criticism, my family does not, he says.
I wouldn't criticize them. What'd they do?
Yeah. Except they were suckers into thinking that you were a good father and husband. Tragic. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
And more tragedy when it comes to the worlds of show business and government colliding. Donald Trump yesterday has announced he is not going to run for president.
Really?
Yes.
Oh! Now what do I do?
He said he can't take time off from the business world, which is his greatest passion.
Yeah.
He insists, though, that if he did run, he'd win the nomination and the general election.
Sure.
Sure.
I can insist that if I'm not going to run.
That's easy.
Isn't that balls?
That's easy.
I'm not going to run, but if I did, I would win easily.
Yeah. He would be a laughingstock, and it would be great.
But isn't the reason he's not running that most, even Republican voters, say they wouldn't vote for him? Isn't that the real reason? Why spend your money if you know you're going to lose?
If he would run, he would win the nomination and ultimately the general election, he says.
I know that's what he says.
He says he would win.
The reality is he knew he had no chance. That's why he's not doing it.
He knows he would win.
He got as much publicity as he could out of it for Celebrity Apprentice, and now he's
done.
Okay.
He would not win.
He would absolutely win.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Would he run on how tough it was to fire Meatloaf? I mean, would that be his campaign?
Meatloaf is just too emotional. He's just too emotional. We all know that. He had to make the hard call.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Bill Paxton is 56 years old today. Actor, comedian Bob Saget is 55. Enya is 50. Beer Mug, I forget how that song goes. Can you give me a little of that Enya hit, that Orinoco flow?
Who can say the dollar's gone? Got a home.
Hey, I recognize that. All right, good. Thank you.
Yeah. Craig Ferguson's 49 today. Trent Reznor celebrates his 46th birthday. And Josh from Queens of the Stone Age is 38. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We'll tell you how you can win your tickets to join us for the Weenie Roast this year, coming up on Saturday, June 4th, which is what, like two Saturdays from now?
I believe so.
It's getting very, very close, right? So we'll tell you in a moment how you can win your tickets here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we got a couple of guys from the Deadliest Catch next hour. Right now, though, it's time for Would You Like to Take That Back?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back?
So it's our shot at a do-over, right?
Well, yeah, we make a lot of jokes, and most of them aren't funny, and sometimes we started a file of not funny jokes so that we have a chance to actually revisit them. And maybe make a little apology to the listeners and have a chance to take it back.
How many times in life do you get a second chance?
Right.
Now, let me ask you your opinion on this, Ralph. Is this some sort of is this supposed to help us karmically? Because we're not going to erase the pain of the people who had to hear it the first time around if they happen to be listening when it happened, right?
No,
we're
but just you're going to be held bigger picture. You're going to be held accountable for your BS.
And it's a chance for you, like I said, to get it, to clean the slate, to get a fresh start, to get a second chance where you have committed an atrocious sin and you get a chance to take it back.
Okay, well, I'm sure none of these are going to be me, so I'm just going to sit back and enjoy and listen.
The first one is me.
Oh, here we go.
And Ralph is talking about, I don't remember what it was about, but Bean was talking about how none of us have lives, and Ralph's like, I have a huge life, very busy, and I just discovered a new snack in the machine, and then Bean's joke comes out of that.
Speak for yourself.
I got
a lot
too.
Going on, man.
Oh, do you? You got a lot going on,
do you? I just found a new snack in the vending machine in the hallway.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
I am living large. I am really exploring the outer reaches of my comfort zone.
I'm pushing the envelope. I'm not sitting on my laurels.
Well, I'm just a fat ass, and I'm sitting on both laurels right now, so...
Yeah. Can we just take a second to dissect that last joke?
No, but we'll put it in the file.
All right, okay.
I'm just saying it's just my big fat ass, that's all. I got the left laurel, I got the right laurel, I'm sitting on both of them.
Would you like to take that back?
Yes, I would.
Cheeks and laurels.
I didn't remember that.
What?
I like that he took the time to really explain it in great detail. I got the left laurel, I got the right laurel.
But well, because the cheeks and laurels aren't.
Would you like to take that back?
Because you know how I feel, which is that if people aren't laughing, it's because they didn't get it. So
yes,
I feel like
right.
if I explain it yeah. further, then suddenly it'll be funny.
Yeah. Now that you've heard the explanation, do you still think it's funny?
No, I'm taking that one way the hell back.
Good. All right. Ralph's doing birthdays for showbiz, and he comes to Jack Nicholson.
Today's celebrity birthday is Jack Nicholson, 74 years old today. How do you celebrate your birthday if you're Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know what a Tuesday is for Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
A couple Laker girls, an eight ball of blow. If it's your birthday, if it's a special occasion, what do you do if you're Jack Nicholson?
Do you think he knows it's his birthday even, or is he just every day's like that? I don't think you can step it up.
Someone should call him and say, hey, Shorty, it's your birthday. Let's party like it's your birthday. Drink Bacardi like it's your birthday.
In the file.
How dare you, sir? Come on, it's the birthday song.
Would you like to take that back?
You said he didn't know it was his birthday. That's
right.
How you tell somebody it's their birthday.
Right.
Hey, Shorty, it's your birthday.
Right.
We're going to party like it's your birthday.
All right, now.
Drink Bacardi like it's your birthday.
Taking for granted that we all understand the joke. Then the question is,
would you like to take that back?
I don't know. It seems pretty connected. The whole birthday thing was right there. I know. I don't take that
You're
back.
You're good with that.
I'm good with that.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
later that same day, he came in and said,
I tweeted earlier today, it was Earth Day. I said, hey, planet, it's Earth Day. Let's drink Bacardi like it's your Earth Day.
Come on. Really?
And there were many calls for the file at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Hey, planet, it's your Earth Day.
Would you like to take that back?
We're going to party like it's your Earth Day.
Yeah.
Drink Bacardi like it's
Sounds to me like he's standing by both of them, Kevin.
Would you like to take that back?
No!
Standing by both of them.
Standing.
All right. Chip, our phone screener, got some tattoos of her favorite bands. You guys were, I think I wasn't here, and you guys were taking calls from people who had tattoos that they regretted.
But tomorrow we're going to be talking to other people who have decided to commemorate their favorite musical artist in tattoo.
Yeah.
And maybe not like The Offspring and not like Foo Fighters. Maybe it's no longer that cool.
Regrets?
Yeah, maybe you've had a few, right? Maybe right now.
Oh, my
You said regrets.
Yeah, regret is a word that can stand on its own, by the way.
Regrets.
Would you like to take that back?
I've had a few. It's my way.
Yeah, I think we know.
We're doing
we
a line
it.
From my way.
Like to take
we
get that back?
It. We understand
no,
the joke.
I'm standing strong. I'm standing strong on regrets. I've had a few. Absolutely. I'm proud of that.
Boom!
I would do it again.
I'm sure you would.
Ralph, I have no regrets.
I believe I was on vacation for this one.
Tyler Levine from Reaper. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
33
yeah.
years old.
You know, I was afraid of that show, though, so I didn't watch it very much.
Bean, don't fear the Reaper.
Oh!
It's easy to do when Kevin's not around.
Apparently I wasn't here to hate, but
no,
that...
No, we're not.
I've always loved that bit, and I appreciate Ralph playing
would
along.
Would you like to take that back?
I'm not taking my part back, Ralph. Are you taking your part back?
No,
There's no one taking back.
I did it. I did it willingly. I'm responsible. I'm not taking it back.
And then Ralph was giving away tickets to Thor. And
Thor!
Bean may not have fully understood the story, so he wanted some clarification.
What comic book? I need the name of the comic book and the number of the issue as well, please. Thank you.
Okay.
If you're a Thor fan, you know the number and title of the comic book that where he first appeared.
First appearance. Now, I don't follow Thor much, but at any point in Thor's life, is it ever hammer time? Is that something they... Is that something he would use or say or do?
File. So
what?
Much.
Isn't he the guy with the hammer?
So
am
much
I thinking of
file?
He's the guy with the giant hammer,
all
right?
All fileness right now. Please put it
I'm
in.
Just trying to understand the story.
Would you like to take that back?
I think if ever there was a time to bring Hammer Time out, it's when Thor is opening. Absolutely not.
Would
I will
you
not
like take that back?
I will not.
All right. Listening to this sound of just pain. Really?
Would you like to take that back?
That, to me, is how sad Ralph was that he didn't think of it first.
Ralph, would you say that's accurate?
No, it's not.
It's hideous.
Great. So Bean's taking none back, and you're taking none back.
No, I took the first one
took
back.
The first one
I
back.
Took the first one back.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have too many clips. We have like 3, 4, 5 more, so we'll have to do it another time. But
I'm disappointed in all of you.
There's a lot. There's a lot of bad on this show. There's a lot of damn bad on this
show. And the audience goes. Let me tell you what's a bad deal. A bad deal is the Deadliest Catch. That's a bad gig right there. That is not a gig anyone should have.
Well, I mean, it can be a huge paycheck for 10 days' work, though. There is that. It's
or
just 10
death.
Really miserable. Or death. I mean, that's the downside, I guess.
Yeah.
It would be that way.
But at least it's freezing cold. So you got right. that. And the best health care available. So all that we'll talk to the guys about next hour on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 7:22.
Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show, the Weenie Roast is fast approaching. As you know, it's coming up on June 4th, completely sold out. We've got your tickets right now, though, at 1-800-520-1067. You're going to have to earn them with a little game we like to call Lick Lisa.
Can you lick Lisa? I think you'll find it's hard. But if you do lick Lisa, something hot's waiting for you.
Lick, lick Lisa, 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 but keep clear of her vagina.
I hate all the rules.
Really, just one rule is all.
That is the rule.
We have a DJ Rohypnol in the studio with us. And
that apparently, doesn't sound good.
Apparently, Lisa's built up a tolerance against the Rohypnol, so he's just going to have to do like Lisa.
So you're going to be doing the licking. It's been a while since we played this game, but if I remember correctly, the way the game is played is that I'm going to be asking a question. The answer is always going to be a number, and Lisa is going to give her answer, what she thinks that number is. Then we go to the caller, and they tell us whether they think Lisa's answer is dead on or if the correct answer is actually higher or lower. If they're right, not only are they in the drawing to win the Wiener Roast tickets, but our man Ro gets to lick Lisa wherever he wants, except for the obvious good part. All right, do I have all that? Are we ready to play?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
All right, let's try it.
All right, we begin with Alfredo. Alfredo, hi.
Hi, good morning, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Good luck. Welcome to the Wiener Roast edition for tickets on the 4th of June. Cage the Elephant, one of the great bands playing that Saturday, can commonly be found in their hometown of Bowling Green, Kentucky. While African bull elephants commonly reside in Kenya or Botswana. Lisa, what is the length of an African bull elephant's weenie?
Sweet.
An African bull elephant. Remember, please, caller, Lisa answers first.
I'm going to say 3 feet.
Three feet. All right. Alfredo, is that correct, or is the correct answer higher or lower?
Lower.
No, I'm sorry. These bull elephants are sporting 6 feet of wood. How about that?
Wow.
That's my new band. I hope you all come see us.
6 feet of wood.
I was thinking
side
non-excited.
Stage this year. Well, wow. I don't know. I can't.
Oh, that's true. We didn't specify.
We didn't specify. That's right.
So it's probably right on.
It's true.
I'm sorry you are not in the drawing, but we'll move on to contestant number two.
Let's go to Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
Sean, good luck. Listen up. Famous competitive eater Takeru Kobayashi ate 53¾ Nathan's hot dogs with buns in 12 minutes. Oh. That's weak, though. How many Farmer John Dodger dogs do Dodgers fans eat every baseball season? How many Farmer John's Dodger dogs are sold every year, approximately, at Dodger Stadium, Lisa?
6 million.
Six million. All right. Is that the correct answer right on, Sean, or is the correct answer higher or lower?
I'm going to say it's higher.
I'm sorry to say no, lower by quite a bit. 1.67 million Dodger dogs, according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Thanks for playing, though.
Weak.
All right. No licking going on.
Looking so far. Boy, Roe has got to be so bummed out to finally be interning on the right day. We're playing Lick Lisa. He selected the lick. So far, nothing.
Stupid listeners. Robert, hi.
Hi, good morning, Lisa.
Hi,
morning.
Robert. Hi.
Robert, good luck. Listen up. When he's not making solo albums and boombox videos with Andy Samberg, Julian Casablancas is the lead vocalist for the band The Strokes. Of course, they're playing the Weenie Roast for us this year. Here's your question, Lisa. Dick Clark has won how many Emmys?
I don't understand the connection.
In other words, for people who are slow, speaking of Strokes, how many Emmys has Dick Clark won?
Emmys. Four.
He's been on TV a long, long time. You say four.
Now, Robert, is it four or is the correct answer higher or lower?
It's going to be higher.
It is, but not by much. That's five Emmys is all he's won. You have Lick Lisa. You are in the drawing. Rohypnol, do your job, man.
Let's see. Right side.
Oh, sort of a vampire lick.
Right side neck, but a little slower than average. Like he took his time.
He did.
He may not get another shot at it, so he wanted to enjoy it. Let's go to Jose. Hi, Jose.
How you doing, Kevin and Bean?
Good, thank you.
Jose, The Devil in Stitches is Bad Religion's latest single. Here's your question, Lisa. How many times does the word Lord appear in the Holy Bible? The word my. Lord is in the Bible how many times?
Is it...
Oh, wait, that's not your answer. No, I'm sorry.
I'm going to say 20,000.
20,000. Is that the correct answer, Jose, or is the real answer higher or lower?
I'm going to be higher.
No, that would be an awfully big book, though. It is 1,855 times, though. That's still a lot of Lord.
It
I like
is.
This. This is
thank
Lisa's,
you for playing.
Lisa's I'm terrible,
way
and
off,
they're worse.
And they're worse, yeah. All right, let's go to Becky. Hi, Becky.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Becky.
All right, Becky. Let's face it, the Weenie Roast is really just an excuse every year for Kevin to steal a band's golf cart, park it by the Jose Cuervo Margarita Bar, and start a fire in the lawn. Here's your question, Lisa. What is the capacity of the venue again this year? Our friends at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. What is the capacity of the venue?
I think it's around 6,000.
6,000. Is that the
have you been to the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater?
Is you're the worst. You're the worst you've ever been.
I really am.
You are. Is it 35?
Becky, is the real answer higher or lower? I'm going to give you a little hint. That's not correct.
That's not correct. Correct. Okay, I'm going to say it's higher.
Thank God you said that.
I wanted you to say lower so bad.
I really
did too. It's higher by, about 10,000, Lisa. The venue is 16,085. You're there every year. How could you think it was so small?
The lawn people I don't pay attention to.
There's 10,174 reserve seating and 5,911 out on the lawn.
Wow.
So, nice
that's
try.
A big place.
All right.
You want to do one
licked,
more? Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, let's you can lick. Take it easy.
Wow, she's demanding. Is there licking? Oh, yeah,
come
I'm sorry.
Let's lick. Oh, wow. All right.
By the way, he went in for a double take on that one.
Right I think Rose did a good job licking, so now Lisa is throwing the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, she hasn't been trying to throw the game.
I knew exactly how many.
Let's go to Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
All right, Frank. Final question. Lighted trees outside of a California restaurant were the inspiration for the band name Neon Trees. Cut from Mahopac, New York. What is the height in feet of last year's Norway spruce Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center?
You hate Christmas?
You know, every year they have that big tree that everybody ice skates around in Rockefeller Center, New York. This year, the tree was how tall, Lisa?
25 feet.
You know, I wish you could see Lisa putting her hand up and doing the math of 25 feet. Is that the right answer, Frank, or is the right answer higher or lower?
Higher.
Yeah, even the smallest child knows the tree is much bigger than that. 74 feet. Congratulations. You are in the drawing. Rohypnol, lick away,
one
my friend. This is the last one. Make it good.
Oh, there it is.
Sweet.
Right onto my face.
Practically drowned her. All right, who's in the drawing here for the tickets, Kevin?
We have Robert, we have Becky, and we have Frank. Robert, Becky, Frank, Robert, Becky, Frank, Robert, Becky, Frank, and Becky is our winner. Congratulations, Becky.
Good job.
We'll see you at the show. Good job.
Yeah.
Hang on for all the details.
Lick, lick, Lisa. Lick, lick, Lisa. Keep clear of her vagina.
All right, here my whole thing, and this is the reason why women are bad, okay?
Wow, Maria, I guess that way.
Former First Lady of California, Maria Shriver Schwarzenegger, she's focusing on the time that he had sex with the house assistant, the maid, the personal assistant, whatever she was, and got her pregnant and had a baby and didn't tell her about it, okay? That's what she's focusing on.
Right.
What about all the times he didn't have sex with her? What about those days? Where's the credit for Arnold for the times he didn't have sex with her?
Here's the story if you haven't paid attention to the news yet today. You know, Arnold is getting divorced. Well, it turns out, according to TMZ, that he had a child out of wedlock with a member of his household staff.
Yeah.
And she worked with them for 20 years. I believe he had this affair 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So he said, you remember her? Yeah, a kid with her. She had a husband, too. I have a kid with her, and then she lived with us for another 10 years.
So that's so that happened, first of all. And second of all, what's he got to lose at this point?
A lot of money.
Well,
from Maria, that's true. Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, the governor, former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, issued a statement. Ralph read it for you last hour that basically said, you know, he apologized. He understands why everybody's hurt. And he just wants to move on and blah, 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 blah. But we thought, let's get more. There has to be more to the story that we just haven't heard about yet. So we've got the governor on the phone right now. Arnold.
Hello.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Kevin Bean, how are you?
We're good. How are you today?
I'm busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here in the nursery taking care of all of my illegitimate children.
Well, I thought you only had one. I thought the story was just one kid.
That was the one I told her about from 10 years ago.
Right.
That was the one with the woman that she knew that she lived with every day.
Right.
That she looked into the face and knew that we both were lying to her every time she saw either of us in the household.
For 10 years.
For 10 years.
Now, Arnold, is that...
But I've had plenty of other kids that, you know, women she doesn't know, so why do I have to bring that up with her? It's not her business.
Well, I think it is a little bit of
Fritz,
her business.
Fritz, it's okay, Fritz. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of you.
Fritz?
Don't worry.
Oh,
yes,
Fritz.
My little boy, Fritz.
Why do you have so many kids, Arnold? What's going on?
Can someone change Adolf, please? Please change it.
Adolf?
He needs a new diaper.
Nobody names their kid Adolf anymore.
So I have so many kids because my sperm is so, you know, buff. And it's so huge. it's so powerful that nothing can hold it back.
Right.
You need like a Kevlar condom or something to try to stop it from punching through and just destroying all the eggs it finds.
Oh, I see. Your sperm is so powerful that normal birth control is no competition for it.
Yeah, there's nothing that can stop it. When it comes out, it's like the Terminator. It just tears through everything in its path until it succeeds in its mission.
Wow.
Okay. Heinz, be quiet, Heinz. I'm on the phone.
Poor Heinz. Poor Heinz.
Chassis, take care of your brother, Heinz. I'm on the phone with that.
Listen to how many of Arnold's children are still babies, though, which means like a year ago you were just banging everything that moved.
Every day, pretty much, I banged 3 or 4 new women.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Sometimes they get pregnant. Sometimes they're damaged.
Either way.
Damaged?
What?
Yes.
Oh, because... Because
they don't have my child. They don't have a...
I see. So they
seed
they
of
lose.
My loins doesn't take fertile fruit in their plowshares.
I didn't understand that last sentence, but it's a good thing that you have all these kids?
Gretel, take Helga out, please.
Gretel and Helga.
And make sure Gertrude and Franz are also fed.
You know, this does explain why you got so little done when you were governor of California.
I know, too busy humping.
Right.
And having babies.
Right.
But luckily, I did pass before I left a tax break for children, so I should be getting back some money this year.
That's a lot of money. Do you know how much? You have a number on your kids.
I got to try to count all the babies first. They keep moving, and I lose track.
Right.
Someone tag them. Put, like, tags on them so I can count them better.
You don't tag kids.
Yeah, and then release them in the vials.
Governor, is it going to be an ugly divorce with you and Maria, or are you just going to write
her,
a...
Look at her face. Of course it's going to be ugly.
No. I mean, financially, for you, are you going to have to write her an enormous check to get her to go away?
Oh, I give you the best out of you if you keep talking.
Give it to us again.
Of course it's going to be ugly. Look at her.
Thank you.
Deny my dear. Deny my dear.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. 751.
Ralph Grafman is here with the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. Are you going to be Mumfording the stories today? Are you going to do that for us?
It's more in showbiz news. Schwarzenegger's a whore.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
What? Arnold Schwarzenegger's a whore.
Oh, good. Okay.
What did you think I said?
Can't say it. No, I thought that's what you said.
That is what he said. Yeah.
Right. What I was saying, maybe not.
Eyes rolled back into his head. I don't know what he thought I said.
All right, let's move on.
I was just saying, maybe we did. In retrospect, we shouldn't Mumford the whole report. I just
All right. I've got some tickets for Hangover 2. I would like to see the world premiere, red carpet world premiere of The Hangover Part 2. How would you like that?
Yes, please.
Well, you're in luck because I have 3 pairs of passes to give away right mother effing now.
Dude.
1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. The first 3 callers to get through will get a pair of passes to attend this Thursday's red carpet world premiere of The Hangover Part 2, happening at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. There's no better place in the world to see a premiere. It is the quintessential Hollywood theater premiere experience. They've got the big red carpet gets rolled out, and you've got all the foot and hand prints of stars there in front of the theater, and it's just quite the event. You'll have a
Superman
good time.
Superman and Batman fighting over your...
I don't think they let those guys hang out there anymore.
Oh, they don't?
They don't let the characters hang out there at Grauman's anymore. But, yeah, call now and you'll be able to go and see the movie. I'm really looking forward to the movie. Should be awesome. Heard you guys talking to the former governor a few moments ago?
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the big story this morning is that he fathered a child with a member of his household staff. I think the more I read this, the more my heart just breaks for Maria Shriver, because it just gets creepier and creepier, because it's not some girl he boned on a set someplace or some intern up in Sacramento at the office or whatever. This is someone who works with him in the house. And the family that Maria obviously knows, she's been working for the family for 20 years.
Yeah.
And she just left their employ in January, a couple months ago.
And he had a kid.
So for 10 years, he had a kid with this woman 10 years ago. So for 10 years, Maria's been looking at this kid probably.
Sure.
She probably knows the kid, thinking all the time it's this woman's with her husband's.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out to be Arnold's. And it's just a decade of deceit and lie after lie after lie. Every day, day in and day out in that house.
And by the way, that's certainly, we don't have any facts to back this up, but it can't be the only time they had sex either.
No.
I mean, really.
That's what she's got to be thinking. Once he says, we had a kid 10 years ago, she's like, well, she's been working here for 20 years. How often has this been going on?
And Maria's out of town a lot, too, by the way.
She's on the road.
Her imagination is just getting the best of her.
The mind F. That must be happening to that woman now. But 10 years of memories and things to backlog and to think about and to sift through. 10 years of details to question.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord.
But isn't it somehow her fault?
No.
Oh. I throw that
I
out
know that
maybe.
That's your...
That's why Bean's such a catch, ladies.
Yeah. That's why all women hate Bean.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway, Schwarzenegger did admit it today. To the Los Angeles Times, after leaving the governor's office, I told my wife about this event, which occurred over a decade ago. I understand and deserve the feelings of anger and disappointment among my friends and family. There are no excuses, and I take full responsibility for the hurt I have caused. I have apologized to Maria, my children, and my family. I am truly sorry. Now I have to go to apologize to my other wives and other families.
Did what? He say that? How many?
I don't know. Still, it's just, it's quite the
quite
the thing to wrap your head around.
It really is.
I think it would have been better if he had been on the road doing some publicity campaign for some movie or at some conference for the governorship, and he met some girl in some bar, and he just banged her and got her knocked up. That would be bad enough if that's the way it happened.
Yeah, I would think.
But the proximity of this woman to Maria Shriver's life, I think, makes it even that much worse.
She's thinking back through every phone call. When are you getting home, Maria? Oh, tomorrow at noon. Okay, I'll have the house ready for you.
I wonder if she threw this kid like birthday parties at the family compound and stuff, you know, trying to be a nice employer. Turns out she was throwing a party for her husband's son.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even think about that. Kid's now related to all the other kids.
Yes!
That's their half-brother. I didn't think about that.
He's the best. Arnold's the best.
And but define best.
Worst. Stephen Hawking in the news today.
Sweet.
Thought it was interesting. He is trying to convince everyone there's no God, no heaven. Interesting interview with the London Guardian where he says that heaven is a fairy story for people afraid of the dark. He says heaven does not exist. He says, I'm not afraid of death, but I'm in no hurry to die. I have so much I want to do. But he said the brain is a computer which will stop working when its components fail. There's no heaven or afterlife for broken down computers. It's a fairy story for people afraid of the dark. So there, you've been schooled, religion, by a robot.
If he's so smart,
the way of the world.
But if he's so smart, why can't he walk, Ralph?
Suck
seriously,
it, religion.
Can we even listen to this guy?
Look, you can't expect a dude like that to believe there's a God, quite frankly.
No, he's all science.
Why would
he's
be
all
like
science.
This if there was a God? F you, God, if you are real.
Well, that's true. Might have some issues.
Made him a robot and everything. It's not right.
I don't think he's a robot.
He's a robot. You ever hear him talk?
Yeah.
Hello? Today's celebrity birthdays. Josh from Queens of the Stone Age is 38 years old today. Musician Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails fame celebrates his 46th birthday. Craig Ferguson is 49. Singer Enya is 50 years old today. You may remember her smash hit Orinoco Flow.
Hmm.
No.
You don't remember it?
I don't think so. How does that go?
I think Beer Mugs knows how it goes. He usually sings that for us.
Who would say that our love's gone? Where she was on? What if
it's beautiful. It's horrible.
That's what it was. It's current. It's young. Yeah. It's fresh.
Yep.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's none of
Beer Mug
above.
Is in it to win it.
He is.
Bob Saget's 55 years old today. Actor Bill Paxton turns 56. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Tuesday nights mean the Discovery Channel has a new episode of Deadliest Catch, including tonight at 9 o'clock. Kevin, what's better than the Deadliest Catch, by the way? What's better than that show?
As a TV show, nothing. As a job, boy, does it look like it blows.
It's the worst job in the world. No question about that. Josh Harris joins us in studio along with Ryan Simpson. They are both cast. They are both a part of the cast. I want to say cast because it's a TV show, but part of the crew is more accurate of the Cornelia Marie. Hi, guys. Welcome to Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
What's going on, brother?
Good to see you. I know you get tired of hearing this because you guys do publicity for the show. But seriously, it's the worst job that exists on the planet, right? There's nothing worse than doing what you guys do for a living.
Well, there's times where I wish I would have went to college. I didn't graduate high school, but we're working through it. It's a good job.
Is it? Do you hate it while doing it, and then when you're done, do you look forward to it? Is it one of those deals? Or
it's a complete love-hate relationship. You know, you got to love it, and then you hate it at the same time. You know?
But what's the appeal? Because I see this season after season after season, and Ryan, you're a greenhorn, so you know they've said this about you. If he can survive the first, you know, the first few trips out there and then want to come back, that's when he's hooked for life, and he'll never want to do anything else. What is it that gets in your blood that makes you want to keep going back out there in that horrible weather?
First off, I've been on the boat for 3 years. They still refer to me as a greenhorn, but I've been out there crabbing since about 2000.
All right.
So
question still holds.
Question holds. I love it. When my mom was pregnant with me, she was climbing across her dad's king crab pots, you know, slamming her stomach everywhere. So I said, "Oh, no wonder
really?
Why I'm half retarded."
Wow. Yeah. It's in the family.
Yeah, it's in the family. My grandfather was out there in '54, so I mean, it's all I've ever known.
Wow.
Well, this is a
product. What was in your blood when you were born?
Yep. I'll tell you what. This is a product of not going to school and not going to college and trying to make money.
I beg to differ. I went to college and I came out with 46,000 student loans and I had it all paid off my first king crab season.
No kidding.
That's impressive.
True. That's
wow.
true.
How long is the season of king crab season?
This last season for me, I jumped off the Cornelia and I jumped on another boat. So it went from January till about the 20th of April.
Mm. Okay. And is that all the work, as hard as it is that all the work you'll do for the whole season and then you're set up and you can take 8 months off if you want?
No, it usually goes from October until, you know, like December. We take a couple weeks off, and then January till sometimes May, and then we'll take 3 weeks off, and then go till the middle of July.
That is
so
wrong.
You're looking at 9 months. I mean, we do typically anywhere from 24 to 36 hours straight every single day. I'll take a couple hours off.
It's funny
because
we were talking about this before you came in, and we were saying it must be the only, you know, the hugest payoff is that you only have to work part of the year, but that's that's not even true. You actually work all year round.
Yeah, it's balls to the wall. The
wow. Now, if you could do something else, you would, Josh.
Yeah, I'd be a real actor.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, I don't think I'd be too successful because I can't even do a 5-second commercial. But I would like to do something that makes a lot of money.
Now, let me ask you this question. And again, forgive me for being a novice and not knowing, and I'm sure you've answered this before, but why don't – I mean, you're fishing in the United States of America. Why don't OSHA regulations apply? Why are they able to work you with those kinds of conditions for those kinds of hours per day and per week? Why is that not illegal?
Is OSHA going to come out
because,
there?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Let them do whatever they're doing.
You know what I'm saying? You can't send a guy into the coal mines and say you've got to work 20 hours today. It would be illegal. The company would be fined or shut down. Why is it they're able to make you work 20 hours in a day if they want to?
Well, we get close to international waters and we're independent contractors, so we kind of you know, I'll do our own thing, I guess.
So your answer is you get close to international waters.
We get close, yeah.
Which is not technically in international waters.
Hey, you know what? If you know, like Barack can say, we're going to try to do this, and it doesn't really happen, but it gets close, so it's
right,
good
okay,
enough. You know,
right.
I don't going to argue with him.
So the answer is you're not employees. That's how come they can do whatever they want, because you're independent contractors. You can do whatever, right?
Right, that is correct.
Now, is it true, because every time they come out with these lists every year of the most dangerous jobs, your occupation, the fishing, is always at the top of the list. Is it true that 100% of people on a boat at some point are going to get injured?
Correct.
100%.
What have your injuries been for each of you?
You want to start it off?
You know, I've actually been really lucky. My first pot I ever jumped into, though, I caught the webbing on my pinky, and I broke my finger back in 90 degrees. And so I spent the whole next 3 months duct taping it together, and I just literally had a claw at the end of the season.
Sweet. Good. Yeah. Oh. That's the way to take care of it. That's some good first aid.
Yeah, my first one was I got sucked into a turbo diesel motor, just about sucked all my insides out to my left shoulder blade. I've broken fingers, ripped all the skin off my thumb, had a hairline fracture in my arm, 7 broken ribs.
Good times.
Yeah, it's pretty much a party.
And what I noticed from watching the show is that you almost don't want to admit that you're hurt because then they, you know, you're basically, you're thrown off the boat, right?
No, yeah. My dad, he had a mullet. Yeah. And there's nothing worse than being yelled at by a man with a mullet. Right. There's a lot of degrading things in my life, but that's pretty much at the top of my list. If a man with a mullet or a midget with a bullhorn yells at me, it's between the two of them that really...
All right.
That's degrading.
It makes all the difference. Now, who's the guy that's hurt that was just spending his entire time watching TV? Who was that? I was watching.
It might have been on someone else's boat, right?
It wouldn't be on our boat.
That wouldn't happen.
No, my dad would tell him to get some duct tape or black tape out.
Seriously, you can't wait for like a couple minutes to eat?
Josh is eating that while we're talking to him.
He's inhaling it.
It really kind of is.
You don't even know it, man.
Are you about to die? Are you all right?
No, you know what?
He's used to 5-minute lunch breaks. Right. That's what he's used to.
You got to eat where you can. We're trained to do this. This is what we do.
Do you? I feel like, and I do see some new guys on the boat that they just vomit their faces off as soon as they get on. And that would be me because it's rocking back and forth. There's water coming over all the time. It's so unbelievably windy. Do you just develop just crazy sea legs where none of that even bothers you anymore because you're just used to it? It's your regular environment?
Yeah, for me personally, last time I was seasick, I was 8 years old. I drank a bunch of grape juice, and to this day, I will not touch it on a boat.
Still to this day, I get sick.
You
every
do?
Time.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Every time?
Mm-hmm. At the beginning?
Isn't that the worst? Oh, but then you get used to it a couple of days in, or how long does it take?
Just imagine it's like being extremely hungover and sitting in your car when it's super hot, like 100 degrees out, and just sitting there with no air on. That's about how you feel for the first week.
Yeah, yeah.
And having to work through it.
God.
Wow.
That's the voice of Josh Harris here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ryan Simpson is here, too. We're talking about the Deadliest Catch, which airs on Discovery Channels Tuesday nights at 9. Another new episode tonight. Speaking of television, I've always wondered about the crew of the camera, the guys holding the cameras and shooting you guys for the episodes. Now, do they have a 100% they can never interfere policy, no matter what happens on the boat?
They're always in the way. They are always in the way.
So they don't mean to be in the way. But I'm saying, for instance, like when like one episode that I saw of this season, I can't remember which ship it was, but somebody the power went out and the boat was hurtling toward the dock, and it looked like it was going to run into the dock. And I was thinking, they got television cameras there that probably have lights on them. Could they flip those lights on and give the crew a hand, or are they not allowed to do something like that because they're interfering with what would happen if they weren't there?
No. First off, I think there's only been a few people that actually incorporated lights under their cameras.
Mm-hmm.
But, camera guys are like a turd. You can't flash wherever you're at. They're like the eye in the sky. They always follow you around. But yet, Mother Nature is always throwing waves and water and everything all around. So it's not like you can just bag that stuff up.
Yeah.
Doesn't work out.
But would a camera guy try to help a guy that looked like he was falling over the side, for instance? Or would he just stand there with his camera and document it?
Nope. Get the shot.
Get the shot.
Yeah, no,
that's true.
I'm about to die.
We blew a hose, and this camera guy was sitting there filming, and that was one of the main pipes for our circulation down the bell. And I'm like, dude, are you going to go get help, or are you going to sit here and film? He's like, I got to sit here and film. I'm like, oh, really? I saw it running around trying to get everybody.
If the boat were to sink, that would be the best footage known to man for them.
That we'd never see.
Yeah.
Well, what about you
may never see it.
Do you guys watch the show so that you can keep up with what's happening on the other boats in the fleet?
I've caught 15 minutes so far of this year, and I just watched the old man's second or third or fourth funeral. But it was a burial at sea. I also watched last season when they caught our last conversation that we had together on there. So we don't really have a lot of time to watch the show because we're out visiting places. We don't have that luxury of rolling right out of bed with our PJs, our puppies, and waffle machines. But
hey, don't knock it till you try it.
I am very envious, sir, because if I could crab fish from my bedroom, I would be excited.
Well, part of the reason I ask, and then we got to take a break and come back with more with the guys, but part of the reason I ask is the big cliffhanger from last week's episode, the reason I'm tuning in first thing tonight and watching the show live, is that the guy in the overnight who's keeping track of the radar falls asleep. Yeah. Everybody else on board is asleep, and this guy is supposed to be steering the ship. He falls asleep. The alarm goes off to let everybody know, you know, hey, we're off course or whatever. He wakes up long enough to turn the alarm off and then goes right back to sleep. Oh, now, if I'm the cameraman shooting that, I'm thinking, yeah, I gotta wake this dude up, but they don't.
The cameramen don't help, Bean.
That's what I'm learning.
Well, you also got to understand, too, there's mounted cameras on the boat as well. You got like 4 or 5 mounted cameras, and then you've got 2 camera guys, one guy for the deck and one guy for the wheelhouse. But they sleep a lot, you know, and they're also awake a little bit. But, you know, on something like that, they have a captain's cam that's sitting there. And, you know,
so maybe there's not a live guy watching this one dude fall asleep.
Yeah,
maybe
they fast forward through the stuff to see if anything exciting happens, and then they send every single piece of footage gets kind of sent back to Burbank, California, where there's 100,000 hours that are reviewed by a lot of people,
and 100,000 hours
per season. So they turn 100, that's 200,000 hours total into a, you know, 16 hour or less than that, you know, what is 14 point some odd hour show or season.
Wow.
You know, so it's like everyone has their own personal logger, and they watch every single minute of footage that we do, that we're on.
Unbelievable. Well, I mean, it's an amazing show. Whenever I feel like I'm going to complain about something, not feeling well or being tired or something like that, I just pop in a Deadliest Catch, and all of a sudden I realize how lucky I have it. Yeah. It's incredible what you guys do. All right, we'll take a quick break. Josh is here. Ryan is here, of course, from the Cornelia Marie. We'll be back with more about the Deadliest Catch right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Deadliest Catch tonight at 9 on the Discovery Channel. In our studio, Josh Harris, also Ryan Simpson, both from the Cornelia Marie. It must be funny when you do see the show to see Mike Rowe, who his only participation is 120 miles from Dutch Harbor. Here's the cat. Here's the Northwestern. That's all he has to do. You're out there risking your life every second of the day, and Mike's sitting in a little VO booth just being part of the show.
Well, you know what? I don't know if you watch Dirtiest Jobs lately, but sure. You know, I don't know, sticking my hand up cows' butts and having condoms rain down on my face isn't exactly a beacon of shining
hope.
I heard that
was happening last night, by the way.
What?
From what I could gather, yeah, that was going on last night.
That's why we're one short. apparently,
yeah, Jake
found
couldn't
a thing
make it, I guess.
The Spearmint Rhino.
Oh.
You may never see him again. A shirt and a kiss, like lipstick on the side. I hope it was lipstick on the side of his cheek. I don't know.
What is this event that you guys are doing at the San Manuel India Casino? That's going to be tonight. What's going on?
Well, we had a dinner deal planned, and that one got sold out. And now just a meet and greet afterwards. We're going to be getting hugs and high fives. And
all right, so you can't get into the dinner, but you still can come to the meet and greet if you want to.
Yeah. Okay. Come on down, shake a hand, make a friend, give high fives and hugs. And, you know, I mean, we won't be like punching puppies or kicking kittens or anything, but we'll definitely be having a good time and doing some gambling and just hopefully winning. We went down quite a bit last night. But
You'll get it all back. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. That's what they keep telling me. Yeah. Just feed the machine, they
feed
tell
the
me.
Feed the machine.
Yeah,
that's
they
the way
deal with it and smile as they tell me to do it, too.
What kind of fans do you generally have that come out to the show? They're probably pretty... gnarly.
Gnarly.
That's a good word. Yeah. Try to bring it back.
Oh, yeah. We have all types. Pretty much everybody. I mean, you know.
Do you have old women, old people? I can't imagine.
When my dad was, you know, around and the mullet was flailing in full force, he would have some of the coolest looking biker chicks you've ever seen. Right. And they look like they could take us all out. And, you know, that was cool. You know, it was awesome. But, I mean, there's just, I've seen 90-year-old people in wheelchairs pop out all the way to 5-year-old kids come out.
Wow.
Well, aren't you drawing like 10 million an episode or something crazy? I mean, you got fans everywhere, all over the place.
It's a little strange.
Show. Yeah.
The craziest place to find them is at the urinal. When you're trying to use the bathroom,
great.
They come up and you're taking a leak and they're like, hey, do you just want to shake your hand? You're kind of like,
now?
You might wait kind of 30 seconds.
I'm trying to shake something else right now, dude.
You can help me with that, but other than that,
gets a little weird.
Let me ask you guys this question. Does everybody on the crew of one of these fish and chips ultimately want to be a captain?
No.
Is that the goal?
No. No.
How about you, Josh? Why you want to be, right? I mean, you're already a part owner. Do you want to be captain one day?
I'm actually going into captain school the second week of June.
Look at that.
All right.
Wow. How about that?
How long is that? How long is captain school?
6 weeks.
6 weeks. All right. And then you're going to be captain right after that, or?
Well, no. No,
as soon as you can get rid of Elliot? What?
Elliot's like a pimple on your tush, you know? It festers, and then you pop it, and it's sore for a little bit.
Josh was telling us about Elliot off the air. Why don't you explain to people his particular...
I don't mean to be offensive when I say this is a rambling rose, and I don't mean to offend anybody that has speech impediments, but I just don't find it that intimidating with someone with a massive speech impediment is yelling at me.
Yeah.
Or talking smack to my face, because I can't understand what they're saying a lot of the time, and... it's just one of those things that if I'm getting yelled at or someone wants to start something, you know, it's kind of, you know, you got to be direct and very angry sounding and stuff. It sounds friendly when someone with a lisp likes to yell at me. So I don't know. That's
how's it go?
Do your impression of him.
You know, he'd be like, hey, guys, what are you guys doing? You know, we're going to get some crab, you know? You guys, we're really hardcore. We're the toughest fishmen around here. And, you know, just listen to him. And if you can understand... I don't know.
You're not going to be joining the Rambling Rose anytime soon, it sounds like.
That's a negative, sir.
That's a negative, right.
Sounds a little Cartman-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have some pretty sophisticated equipment to be able to know what the topography is, at least at the bottom of the ocean. And then at that point, is it just your best guess as to where the crabs are? There's no real way to tell where they are. You just put the pots down and hope, right?
Yeah, well, that's all in a wing and a prayer, man.
But I mean, is it literally really that's
just
it?
Luck? Just
an experience.
It's traditional. A lot of the areas that we're fishing right now are the same areas that we're fishing for the last 20 years. So, I mean,
Have hot spots.
There's definitely hot spots. But, you know, one year they'll be in this hot spot. Well, next year they're not going to be in the hot spot. So, it's just, you know, it's just finding them in those hot spots. And it's all different depths. So, I mean, you can really hone in on them if you know what you're doing.
But you really are racing against the clock. Every time you take the boat out, you have a certain amount of time that you're going to be gone, and you've got a deadline of when you need to be back, and it's just, let's hope we find enough crabs, and sometimes you'll go a whole day where you'll get, you know, virtually none. And, I mean, I guess you just always know that it's got to get better at some point if you just keep trying hard, right?
Well, that's what we thought for blue crab, too, but we'll see how that one unfolds. Every day that boat's running, we're burning close to $5,000 a day in fuel. So you got to think about the longer we work, the more we push ourselves, the more money we're saving in the end, and we get to go home sooner. So you just constantly push and push and push. We strive for perfection. And, you know, if we can shave a minute off something, if you add it up over the course of, you know, a two-month period, just 1 minute off shaving off, you know, our routine, I know we could put to something else, or it gets us home that much quicker. It can turn into days, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to think. It's crazy.
It's unbelievable to me how pressure-packed it seems like it is, and maybe some of it is the editing of the show, but it seems like with the exception of the, you know, 3 hours a night you get to sleep, it seems like there's never a moment idle time. It's just insane to me, the schedule.
Well, for the moment you wake up in the morning, you're getting bitch slapped by Mother Nature, you know. It's just one of those things.
You're putting yourself right out there to get bitch slapped, though. That's the... You know what never happens at this job? This never happens.
Hold on!
Hey, is everybody okay? Everybody all right?
Well, we just about lost one of our crewmen over the side.
With a buoy line snaked around his leg.
Hold on!
Paul was seconds from being yanked over the rail by an 800-pound anchor, hurtling to the floor of the Bering Sea.
Yeah, that seems bad.
No danger of that happening to us today. That's true. But the amazing thing about you guys is you'll have a couple of weeks off, and you'll be enjoying the beautiful Seattle summer where you live, and it'll be 70, and you're sitting out drinking a beer on your back porch, and you'll get that itch, and you go, I can't wait to get back up into the Bering Sea and look for crab, right?
Well, you know, first off, if we ever hit 70 in Seattle, hopefully this year, then I will be excited about that, number one. Yeah, you know, I mean, I miss my job. There's times, you know, dealing with the public is hard, too. You know, you never know how people are going to be. Like, I'm sure you guys take calls from people that aren't exactly shining beacons of hope.
And, no,
mostly.
You know, sometimes when you're running around town, you know, you got the ding-dongs that want to see how tough you really are and come up and pop you in the face. Or,
sweet.
You know, people that think you ruined their life for some rich reason. I mean, I can definitely tell what you, sir. I bet you get those phone calls sometimes, huh? You know, it's just it's one of those things, you know. It's like this whole thing's been a life-changing experience. And,
I bet.
We've got to do a lot of things, you know. But at the same token, you know, it was kind of at the cost of, you know, my father's life. And that sucked.
He passed away last year?
He passed away on February 9th, yeah. And so, just over a year now. And it's just, you know, that's been the hardest thing is rebounding off that because now you're held to expectations. Of you got to be a captain, you got to be as good as him in a lot of aspects. In the industry, we looked at like kids.
You do have to grow a mullet. You know that, Josh. Mullet.
You know, and
it's on you now.
I'll tell you what, I'm starting to get gray hair over this mullet BS, and I don't know how I feel about
that. You don't want that kind of pressure?
Yeah, no, not really. You know, it's business in the front and party in the back. My name's Josh. I like to party. And
there's no party in the back, though, man.
I'm starting to get gray from dealing with my brother.
Yeah. But let me ask you one more question because we are almost out of time. And again, Deadliest Catch airs tonight with a new episode at 9 on Discovery. And that is because of the success of the show, do you have yahoos coming from all over the country who think this is for me and I want to be a fisherman? And if so, how do you decide who to let onto the boat? What's the experience that you're looking for if they've never crabbed before?
Well, the show's in 173 countries. So
wow. If
you can imagine, you know, pretty much every major country in the world's watching this show, and I think it's number one in 90% of them. So, you know, the emails and the I want to be a crab fisherman thing is extremely high. I mean, Ryan, you want to finish this one?
I just completely agree. I mean, I get emails from people in Poland, Norway, and I'm like, hey, Ryan, you got any advice how to get a job? I'm like, well, fly up there and start beating the docks, you know?
That's it, go to the location?
Yeah, like 90% of the job. After I finished this season, I jumped on another boat, and I just happened to be in Dutch. A guy quit, got fired off another boat. I got a phone call 2 days later. It's like, hey, you want
to
come?
A job and get paid hourly. I think come out to like $4.16. Cents an hour.
Sweet.
Well, sounds like it's worth it then.
Let's go. Of course.
All right. Josh Harris, Ryan Simpson from the Cornelia Marie. Great to meet you guys. You're welcome back anytime. We love, love, love the Deadliest Catch. It airs tonight on the Discovery Channel at 9 o'clock. Thanks, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 844.
Hey, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for an internet roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
All right. So you go to kevinandbean.com. All of these videos are posted. You can see a bunch of them. We don't have audio from some of them, like Magnet Boy is really bizarre. It's a little fat kid that you can put a fork on, a remote. His skin seems to hold it.
And what causes that?
I don't know.
Because we see a couple of these a year where you can just stick anything metal onto somebody's skin and it stays. Like, how does that happen?
I don't know, but his family is literally throwing the entire kitchen cabinet at the kid. It's great. Dad catches foul ball while holding daughter. Little tiny child reaches up with one hand, catches the foul ball.
Amazing.
Everybody's like, first of all, that was dangerous for the kid. Second of all, nice catch.
Yeah.
The large woman washing up on the beach is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. She can't get out of the shallow end of the water. And the beach
and some
her
of it is that she's really fat, but yes. isn't she also impaired in
it
this
It looks
case?
Like she's way drunk.
Right.
Yes, and it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And the ambiguously gay duo from
this is so good.
Saturday Night Live is also up there. It's a full skit where they actually went from, you know, animation to live action.
Yes, and for fans of Saturday Night Live, you've been seeing the ambiguously gay duo for years now, but this is the first time that they've ever made them live action, and Jon Hamm and Jimmy Fallon are playing the ambiguously gay duo, but Stephen Colbert is in it, Steve Carell is in it. It's so funny. You definitely have to check it out. You can see it at the Internet Roundup.
There's also a reporter that's attacked by a camel. She's standing there, and the camel kind of gets its little face up close to her lips, you know, and starts like smelling, and then all of a sudden she's talking and the camel literally bites her hair and won't let go.
Oh, meanwhile, other livestock owners.
Do get it out. Were you rolling on that?
Yes, I was. I will look at that when I get back to the station.
Oh, it's so funny. She's leaning over and the thing just won't let go of her hair.
If I told you how many times I've heard a woman scream, sure. Dude, get it out. I'm telling you, it's just, it's awful.
I usually think it's just me and my sense of humor when I hear a newscaster that sounds like she's talking about something completely different, perhaps sex.
It's a weather quickie, because if you get something just sitting there unloading on you, that's when you run into a lot of problems. Now, we are going to see a front unloading on us in the south as we head through the day today. Another one that's just in and out is just how we like it, right? So it doesn't sit around. What did I say? I don't even know what I said.
Yeah, I don't even know what I said. What? What are you talking about?
That is what she said.
The new era commercials are so funny. The trash talking begins. This is Alec Baldwin and John Krasinski. Alec Baldwin, New York Yankee fan. John Krasinski is a Boston fan. Mm-hmm. And they pretty much have a rivalry going, and this is part of that first commercial.
Not this year.
I'm a sick Red Sox fan. Go ahead. Celebrate in April. We'll dance in October.
You will be dead in October.
Is that a little too much?
I think you know it was.
Sorry, I just got really worked up.
So that's one. And then the other one is Alec Baldwin coming from the ballpark. And John Krasinski opens the door, and Alec just punches him right to the floor.
You drove all the way over here to punch me in the face.
No, I ran. I was too angry to drive.
And at no point did you stop and think, this is a bad idea.
No. Here. Is your face fixed?
That's okay. I don't think it's broken.
I know. But... get it fixed.
So he hands him cash and says, get your face fixed.
It's so funny.
The Navy SEAL who killed Osama bin Laden. You always wonder, like, who's the guy? You'll probably never know. So there's a, on Funny or Die, there's a very funny one with Rob Riggle, and he gets the medal. He's the guy that shot bin Laden. And they swear him to secrecy. You can never tell a soul. And he says, you can count on it, sir. And then he goes drinking.
What about LSD for pitcher?
Oops, sorry, that's the wrong clip. This is Sarah Silverman. On a baseball game with Joe Buck. So uh-huh. She's in the studio, and she's talking about the pitcher who threw, was it a perfect game, Bean?
It was a no-hitter. In 1970, Doc Ellis for the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter, and it was revealed afterwards that he did it completely high on LSD, and I think Sarah was very impressed by that.
What about LSD for pitchers? That worked so well for Doc Ellis.
Doc Ellis, that's...
that should be okay.
No, we do not condone that whatsoever.
No, not as a developing brain or anything, but if you're a major league pitcher, as a treat.
No.
Oh, okay.
I love that Joe is thinking, I'm going to have Major League Baseball on my ass if I'm in the booth advocating drug use for players. I have to get this woman out of my booth.
But we've talked to him before. You know he found that funny.
I know he did.
Just couldn't publicly. Now the Navy SEAL who killed Osama bin Laden.
Discretion assured.
I shot bin Laden!
Osama bin Laden! And he goes, who's asking? I'm like, the U.S. of A, mother
f***ing.
Bam.
He goes to the bar. They're doing a whole train. They're all chanting. And then the superior officer comes in and says, you didn't tell anyone about this, did you? And In-N-Out opened in, I think, Texas someplace, and a woman was waiting for it so much that she ended up crying.
I kept saying all night, pinch me. It doesn't feel real. It felt real in there. And it's crying again.
Well, you're passionate about In-N-Out. That's good.
I love In-N-Out.
Yeah, she's crying.
Oh, my God.
Was she someone who used to live in a state where there was In-N-Out?
I think she's from California,
And then she missed it so much, and she just made her whole life that it came to Texas finally.
Yep. Some people were waiting overnight, by the way,
for
it to open. And finally, the little girl plays with a dead squirrel. This is going to be the next serial killer. I'm just telling you right now. The squirrel is dead, was killed by a dog. The little girl brings it to the front door, and Daddy is filming.
Hey, what is that you have there, Thea?
A squirrel. It's dead.
You have a dead squirrel, huh?
So she's tickling it.
No.
And he's laughing. And it's seriously disturbing. She's so cute. And the squirrel is so dead.
And you know that the parent saw the girl with the dead squirrel and didn't say, oh, my God, we're horrified. Get that thing out of your hands immediately. You know they said, oh, let's go get the camera and let's go videotape
this. And by the way, the camera the actual camera, the piece in the Internet Roundup is 3-4 minutes long. Just talking to a little girl, laughing about how she has a dead squirrel. So that's going to come and bite us back in the ass, I tell you that. Go to kevinandbean.com for these and all the other videos.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Have you heard about the Oakland, California-based Family Radio? They say the world ends guaranteed this Saturday. We'll talk to a spokesperson from the group coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, like it matters, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
Do I get my money back if the world doesn't end?
Well, how much money have you spent?
Well, I don't know. Some sort of guarantee. I'm assuming I get something back.
We'll ask him then.
All right. What do I get if it doesn't end? That's what I want to say. What's your guarantee worth to you, family radio person?
I think your soul is what's on the line here, Ralph.
Like, I have that anymore to barter with. That's true. Gone a long time ago.
You promised that one a long
time. Beelzebub has the pink slip on that bad boy right there.
You gave that up to get in Sharktopus.
That's right. Speaking of people with no souls, Arnold Schwarzenegger in the news. Apparently, he knocked up his housekeeper 10 years ago and has been keeping it from his wife ever since. Classy dude.
But at least he moved her out of the household once they had a kid.
Oh, no, Kevin.
No.
No, she's been working there for the past 20 years and just left the family's employ this past January.
When you say working there.
She was a member of the household staff.
All right.
And staff being the operative word there, I think, in her job description.
Oh, man.
Apparently, Arnold broke the news to his lovely wife, Maria, right after he left office. And then she promptly moved out. And that's when they separated. And we were all like, I wonder why now, after 25 years, they would separate. Yeah. Apparently, this is one thing Maria just will not put up with.
Weren't all those accusations about him groping people? Didn't she go on like Oprah or some?
Oh yeah, she defended him on television. Said, "Look, he has behaved badly in the past, but he's a new man. Now he's just banging the help. He's not bothering anybody outside the house.
Right?
I've kept him just to animalistic behaviors inside the property lines.
And who knows how many family
he
staff
can
there is.
Have sex with the chauffeur and the housekeeper and the household pets. Anything goes as long as it happens on the compound grounds.
But it's at least probably consensual at home with this woman who continued to work for him after year, right? At least he's not groping somebody against their will.
Yeah, well, who knows?
Is that supposed to make Maria go, all right?
I'm not sure if it's consensual or not. She probably wouldn't need the paycheck and needed a green card or something.
Well,
so there was
maybe
some deal worked out.
All right, let me ask you this, Ralph.
Oh,
you're
sweet Jesus.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. How do you start the conversation with Maria when you've decided to sit her down and tell her about the child?
Okay. You know, Maria, how you've always said that end of days was the worst thing I've ever done?
It's a good start.
I may have done something even worse than end of days.
Yeah, that's a tough conversation.
With our housekeeper,
right there,
Christine York.
I got tickets to give away to the red carpet world premiere of a little movie I like to call The Hangover Part 2. All of the stars are going to be there this Thursday at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood, California. Your Bradley Coopers, your Zach Galifianakis's, your Ed Helms's.
There's multiples of these?
Well, you know, I'm saying, for example. They're all going to be there. All the stars will be there. And you will, too, if you're one of the next two callers at 1-800-520-120. What? I was watching the phone lines blow up, and my mind went on vacation.
Welcome
that was
to my
very
life.
Strange. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First two callers to get through and say, "Hi, Chip."
You have to say hi,
you
Chip.
You have to say, "Hi, Chip."
All right.
You'll get a pair of passes to attend the red carpet world premiere this Thursday night. Very exciting. I wish I could go, but I can't go this Thursday night.
Why, Ralph? What? Do you have something else going on?
I'm glad you asked. I just so happens that I've been asked by the Paley Center for Media, formerly known as the Museum of Television and Radio, to be the host and moderator of an evening with the cast and creators of Fringe.
Yay!
Oh, that's sweet.
I get to hang out with the Fringe gang.
Anna Torv going to be there?
Anna Torv will be there.
All right.
Better known as Olivia Dunham.
That's
John
my last
Noble,
question.
Who plays Walter Bishop, and of course, Walternate Bishop.
Sure.
He will be there as well. And they say there's some guy named Joshua Jackson who was on the show for years, but I have no memory of him whatsoever. So we'll have to wait and see what happens, but I'm very excited about that.
Have you dissected and understood the season finale yet in order to be able to intelligently ask questions about it?
I will be asking lots of questions, but I will not be doing so intelligently. I'll be like, "What happened?"
That's going to be the extent of Ralph's moderating.
That's my first
Fringe,
question.
What happened?
The last episode. What happened? I'll say it
I
like
the
that.
Delivery.
You like that?
Yeah, because they won't understand the question.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Bill Paxton is 56 years old. Bob Saget celebrates his 55th birthday. Craig Ferdinand.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday, perhaps the final Tuesday many of us will ever experience here on Earth, because as you know, Kevin, as we've been discussing, the world ends on Saturday, and that's a done deal.
Now, the world ends, meaning the world is going to just cease?
Well,
or is it the rapture on Saturday? And
I believe that's what's happening. I believe doomsday is coming for non-believers. I believe the rapture is happening on Saturday, and this is guaranteed. Now, this is according to Family Radio in Oakland, California. Very popular, by the way. They've got radio broadcasts heard around the world in 61 languages. The head of the organization, Harold Camping, says it's absolutely going to happen. He has studied scripture, and he says May 21st, that's this Saturday, marks the beginning of the end. We do not have a plan B. There is no possibility that it will not happen because all of our information comes from the Bible. So obviously, this is a great concern to us, and I'm sure you as well, so we wanted to find out more about it. Jim Gwork is a spokesperson for the Family Radio, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Jim, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, good morning.
I got to be honest, if there were 5 days in the world left, I would not be spending any time talking to Kevin and Bean, so we do very much appreciate you talking to us.
It's good to talk to you.
All right, let me start with this, which is thousands of people, millions of people have tried to interpret the Bible and understand it ever since it was first written. And there are lots of different interpretations of many parts of the Bible. How is Mr. Camping and your organization so certain that you've nailed this one down and that May 21st is it?
Okay, I make a little correction here in saying it's not just Harold Camping. Many people have come to this conclusion.
And this date?
Yes, for the exact date. And it's been very recent. And we learned that from the Bible, that God has always told his people when he's going to do anything of major proportions. For instance, he gave Noah a 7-day warning. First he told him 120 years at a time to build an ark. And then, according to the Bible, didn't speak to him again until 7 days before the flood.
That's a tease.
That's faithfulness for him to continue to do that while everybody laughed their socks off at him.
Sure.
Okay. For instance, situations like Nineveh, when Jonah went to Nineveh and at God's direction and warned them that they had 40 days. It's Sodom and Gomorrah, same thing.
Okay.
Very brief warning.
All right, I'm sorry to have to butt in, but what is it that gave you the May 21st date?
Sure, okay. In a very quick situation.
You playing Farmville right now? is that what's going on, Jim?
It's called cell phones. Okay. Very simply, when God gave the warning to Noah in 7 days, in Genesis 7, he said, yet 7 days and I'll send a flood upon the earth and destroy every living thing.
Right. How did you get May 21st?
When you fast forward to 2 Peter chapter 3, the first 7 verses of that chapter describe the destruction of the earth by water the first time, and then the future destruction of the earth by fire.
Okay, is that Saturday?
On verse 8, it says, But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years,
okay,
and 1,000 years is as a day.
Okay.
And he wants, as time draws down, he had no need for people to know when the end was coming for the past 7,000 years. But he gave this clue that says, look, if one of the days I gave the warning for the first time is equal to 1,000 years, there's 7 of those days, that's 7,000 years. So he enlightens people's understanding as it gets closer to the end.
I see. Now, you say there's no plan B. You guys don't have a plan B. It's absolutely going to happen, and you are, along with everybody else that believes in God, going to be what? You're going to be raptured, taken up?
Yeah, that word isn't in the Bible, raptured, but it's in Thessalonians. It indicates that Christ will catch up his believers in the air with him.
So that's going to happen on Saturday?
Yeah, it most likely will start somewhere in the world as a major earthquake. That'll be the notification of people, probably. And roll around the earth, okay?
Jim, you believe you won't be on the earth anymore starting Saturday, or will your body be on the earth, but your spirit will be somewhere else?
Now, God willing, people will be caught up bodily, both the people who have already passed away as well as those who are who are still alive.
Right, can we call this phone number on Monday?
Let me be clear about one thing.
Right.
There's no. I don't want to be presumptuous. I'm praying constantly for mercy. Oh, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's no assurance. There's nobody's guaranteed. It's strictly at his good
pleasure. Oh, I see. So,
of course. But as far as you know, you're a believer in Jesus Christ. You've accepted Jesus Christ. You fully expect that you will be raptured on Saturday.
God willing, yeah. I'm praying
okay.
for that.
What are you doing with your time? Besides talking to us, again, we appreciate that, Jim, but how are you spending your final days? I mean, are you saying goodbye to friends and family that maybe are not also saved?
Yeah, I have. And many people, you know, of course, typically they're laughing at me pretty much probably like you are, you know, at the whole idea. But basically I'm spending most of my time here in the afternoons down at the border at San Ysidro passing out information to people who are willing to accept it.
Warning. You're just trying to help other people. Now, will you be disappointed if this doesn't happen on Saturday?
Well, if it doesn't happen, that means I'm not one of his saved for me. In other words, I'm assured that the event is going to take place.
How will you know if the event takes place if you're still here?
By the earthquake. There will be a huge earthquake around the world.
How big?
It'll make Alabama and Japan look like kindergarten.
Okay, how big? How big's the earthquake?
Like a 10.0 or something like that, Jim?
I don't know if it'll be measurable. I mean, in the Bible, God refers to the great earthquake, the great and terrible day of the Lord.
Okay,
and by
okay.
the way, this is going to be Judgment Day, and then this begins the apocalypse.
Wait, it's not over on Saturday? It just begins the apocalypse?
No, that's if you really check the Bible, it's not over. There's 5 months until October 21st, and you'll see that in Revelation 9.
Okay, so those of us that aren't lucky enough to go with you Saturday, it's just going to be hell on earth throughout the whole summer and into the fall because we're going to be left behind to deal with all of these tortures that are going to happen before the actual end.
Why would you agree that you're one of those? Why don't you cry for me?
Oh, he's one of those.
No, it's too late for me, Jim. There's nothing. You're going to have to go on without me, pal. There's nothing I can do at this late date. But that's what you're saying, though, is the people that aren't saved, they are going to be in hell on earth for 5 months until the end of October, right?
Right.
Okay. This is grim news. Is there any upside here?
I'm glad I'm not your friend.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Hey, listen, the encouragement is that there's a verse in the Bible that says, "No eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor has it ever entered into the mind of man what God has in store for those that love him." I mean, heaven with, to be eternally face-to-face with God is what could be any better than this sin-cursed earth? I mean, please.
Okay, so let's say a Sunday comes and the earthquake hasn't happened. And the people that you consider, you know, saved haven't gone anywhere. Then what? Like, could we call back on Monday?
Sure.
But not that you'll be there, but, I mean, if we just call, it'll ring and ring?
Your telephones are not going to work. Nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's going to work.
Oh. Hey, let me ask you this. This is the voice of a Jim Gorka on the Kevin DeBede Show from Family Radio. We're talking about the end of the world starting on Saturday. Has Mr. Camping ever predicted end times before, or is this the first time he's come out with a date publicly and said world's going to end?
Yeah, in 1994, he wrote a book, and the title of the book was 1994 with a question mark. And based on his understanding at that time, it appeared it would be 1994. But a number of places in that book, he mentioned that if it did not occur in 1994, the next only possible occurrence would be 2011.
All right. So wait a minute. So this is the second. So he wrote an entire book that predicted it would happen in 1994.
This is his last guess, though. Those were his two possible dates, is what you're saying, Jim. But 2011 is the last time he's ever going to predict it because this is when it's really going to happen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think this is good information. I'm glad we're getting this out to the listeners, and we are going to try to call you on Monday. You know, God forbid, and either way, and see how it goes. Okay.
Hey, let's pray that God has mercy on both of us.
All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you want more information about this, you can go to familyradio.com, and there's plenty of other information up there. Jim, thanks for your time, man. We enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. All right. Bye.
You bet.
All right. So there's that guy.
So that happened.
Look, we could debate him all day, but it's more fun just to hear him talk. To me.
I'm down with him. Are you kidding
me?
We need to debate.
I believe him. Yeah, he's crazy.
Is it death?
Is what death?
Is it? He's predicting death.
Yes.
Lots of it. I'm in.
Oh, you like death.
I'm in.
That's right, of course.
He's going to be so happy. He's going to be dancing a jig for the first time in his life.
That's true.
That's going to be sweet.
Time for one final look at the showbiz beat for a Tuesday Kevin DeBede Show. Here's Ralph Garman.
Okay, we got it. The Sperminator, the Inseminator. We've heard all the jokes this morning. Got them all. Thanks for your emails. Got them all. Got it.
So you want more?
No, I'm saying got it. Arnold Schwarzenegger had a baby with another woman.
Yes.
At least that other woman was a complete stranger to his wife, Maria Shriver, and she had no idea what was going on. So
Not what you said earlier.
What? This woman was living in their house?
For 20 years.
This woman was under their employ for 20 years?
Yeah.
And for the past 10 years, she's been the mother of Schwarzenegger's child without his wife's knowledge?
Correct.
That would be incomprehensible, Kevin. That would be behavior that no one could be able to accept from anyone on any level.
Happened. That just happened.
But at least he told her the minute it happened. When she was pregnant, he went immediately to his wife.
10 years ago. 10 years ago. Just told her now.
But
just now said something.
But I...
Out of office now.
But he killed the Predator. But he protects us. He's the commando.
Yeah.
It's funny,
Commando sperm.
I tweeted,
Hey, email us, peeps.
Commando sperm. No, I'm just kidding. What you said.
Just making a bad joke.
I tweeted. I said, well, at least End of Days wasn't the worst thing he's ever done. And everyone wrote back and said, no, it was Eraser. No, it was Sixth Day. No, it was Last Action Hero. No, it was Batman. Robin. No one's ever had a worse slate of films in a career than he has.
True.
I didn't even realize I opened that can of worms, but it's like, you know what? Any one of those movies would have worked in that joke because they're all hideous.
And where's Twins?
Yeah, he was Junior, you name it. Just horrible films.
Huge movie star. Horrible films.
If this had come out, if this had come out while Mr. Schwarzenegger was the governor of your state, would he have been recalled? Would they have somehow figured out a way to get him out of office as a result of this?
No, I don't think so.
Would he have been disgraced to the point where he had to leave? He could no longer effectively govern?
It wasn't a legal problem, you know. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he broke some law. There would be no reason really to oust him from the office.
But you think the reason he waited is to tell Maria was just he wanted to obviously be out of office before he told her,
he wanted
right?
to avoid personal embarrassment, I think, as the governor.
Right.
And so he waited 10 years to tell her.
Because with that job, you have to be in front of reporters all the time.
Exactly.
So. At least this way he can just hide.
He's already hiding. I think he's in Napa or something, hiding in some grapevines.
With his trying
to avoid with making another baby with someone else. So.
Probably.
More romance news. In show business, Audrina Pattridge.
Ooh.
She had a date the other night that turned into a real-life episode of Cops, according to TMZ.com. She headed out on a picnic with her boyfriend, Corey Bohan, who is the BMX racer.
Yeah.
Apparently at the picnic, he got so loaded that the Hermosa Beach Police Department had to show up and arrested him for public intoxication. He spent 8 hours in jail and was released on $500 bail. The next morning, Audrina tweeted, I absolutely hate what Jack Daniels does to people. Yeah, sure, it's Jack's fault. Blame Jack. How about your boyfriend who was just sucking on the business end of a half liter all during your picnic? Doesn't he have any responsibilities?
No.
That's awesome. I hate what Jack Daniels does to some people. Because had it been vodka or something, it would have been a completely different response.
Yeah, it's the alcohol's fault.
It's not my fault. At least not my fault. Eric Johnson, the fiance of Jessica Simpson, was caught this week by photographers smoking a joint.
Oh, no, he didn't.
In an alley. He's another classy feller. This is the classy feller day. This is the classy feller report. Arnold, Corey Bohan, and now Eric Johnson smoking a doobie in an alley. Like a lowlife. Have the decency to get yourself a nice bowl.
That's right.
Get a nice pipe, a nice bong. Smoke like a gentleman, please. There is one gentleman left in the world. Justin Timberlake. He's got a new girlfriend. Hi, Olivia Wilde. Hi, how are you?
Wow. Really?
Hi. Hi, nice to see you. Jessica Biel, meet Olivia Wilde.
Oh.
Wow.
Strong.
Hotness meet upgrade.
Strong. That's crazy.
She's telling people they're just friends, but a lot of folks saw them this weekend hooking up. New York Post says they were together all weekend, stayed right by each other's side, and looked very cozy. And so it looks like their love is blossoming.
All right.
Oh, Olivia Wilde.
I would have been hard-pressed to pick him out when NSYNC was popular. He was in NSYNC, right?
Yeah.
As being a guy who was going to grow up and be just a superstar in everything he touches. And just be considered, you know,
music,
awesome and cool and a huge celebrity.
Live performances, movies. He's got Bad Teacher coming out with Cameron Diaz soon.
Yeah. Hosting SNL again this weekend. He's always hilarious when he does that.
He's a bastard.
He is a bastard. Let's get him.
Let's get him. Let's get him.
How do you get him? I don't know. We will. Congratulations to my buddy Seth MacFarlane, just announced today he is rebooting the Flintstones for Fox Television. What a great idea to take one of the great animated series of all time. And the Flintstones, all the while, was for adults. It wasn't a kid's show.
Right. It was a huge primetime hit for multiple seasons, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. And
couldn't care less, but once
since fallen by the wayside, I think most kids know Flintstones for the vitamins more than they do for the cartoons.
Yeah. Or the bad Rosie O'Donnell movie.
And they're going to reboot the franchise, bring back Fred and Barney and Wilma and Betty and Bedrock, and Seth is going to be in charge of it. I think he's going to do a great job. I know he's a big fan. He says one of the first things he ever drew when he was 2 years old was Fred Flintstone, so I know he's got a lot of affection for the project, and I think he'll do a great job. Very cool.
Yeah, he's the best.
Today's celebrity birthday is Bill Paxton's 56 years old today. Actor-comedian Bob Saget turns 55. Craig Ferguson is 49. Trent Reznor, Oscar winner Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails, is 46 years old. And Josh from Queens of the Stone Age is 38. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Thursday morning, day after tomorrow. Thursday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. And we've got an all-new...
Friday! Gotta get down on Friday!
Got a new show tomorrow with Axis of Awesome in the studio.
Awesome!
They killed it at April Foolishness, so we have them. We have a major announcement about the X Games with Dave Mira on the program.
Major announcement's going to be here? I love that dude.
Yeah.
I hear he's the one who took down Bin Laden.
Yeah. The maid walked in on you in a hotel room, and then you chased her down the hallway.
Was it the maid who lived in my house? Because I'll tell you what I did to her when she walked in on me naked.
And more tickets.
I showed her my giant Schwanzstucker.
And more tickets to the weenie roast as well, tomorrow morning on an all-new...
I got a weenie that you can roast if you live in my house and you're my housekeeper.
All right.
Roast my weenie.
That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin.